partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Jerry Graves, I'm fucking fighting for the game. His heart's rattling now. His walls have sunk up inside of him. There's a man here that's going to annihilate your daughter.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
The heavyweight champion of the world. The greatest fighter that's ever lived. Ever laced a pair of boxing gloves on. Ever stood in a boxing arena.
Me, the Gypsy King.
Fury under the hands of Sugar Hill was just a different beast. He's a different monster.
Joshua's a coward. Who's extra pussy? Dylan White don't want to fight. So if you can prove me wrong, get to fucking fighting.
These are all coward bum dossers. I'll annihilate the lawyers and destroyers. Submit yous. Cut you bitches out.
Fury's just too intelligent. When he has to box, he boxes. When he's got a triple jab, he triple jabs.
If he holds a handful of stones and throws them at me, he may have a chance to land in front of me.
Chicken! Joshua, where are you? Where are you, AJ? AJ!
Dylan White, bitch. I want to see you. You've got to fight me anyway.
Making supernatural strength.
Fury's throwing it up.
And that's it. It's over. Plus, the more I waves it off.
Yes, promotion.
I'm going to smash your face in two. There's not one thing you can do about it.
What up, what up, what up, what up, and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to celebrate. We finally reached that milestone of 132,000, and we crushed it by 15. We're at 132,015 subscribers. You already know numbers is power. Power means better interviews. Better interviews means better content for each and every one of you. So don't forget to smash that like button right now. Don't wait. Don't wait. We're back and we're talking some boxing. Obviously, this morning, the return of Big Baby Miller. It looks like our very own Tyson Fury, who's being prepared or actually getting prepared for Dillian White, chose to bring in Jarrell Big Baby Miller. Arleano Sosa, Jarrell's former trainer. And I want to say former because since Jarrell's lost his license, he hasn't really been in any one location. He's been floating around, training with multiple people, lands with Tyson Fury, and Arleano tagged me, and he just said in his caption that he's happy to see Big Baby back in the ring and training. What does this mean for Dillian White? Probably bad news. Not to say that Big Baby is a better Dillian White than Dillian White, but he's most certainly stronger. He's most certainly bigger. So, it will get him prepared at least for the size of Dillian White. I don't think Big Baby and Dillian White fight in any way the same. But nonetheless, I'm in the building with Daniel Alvarez, Ringwalk Danny. What's going on, champ?
What's going on, champ? How you feeling?
Well, I mean, if you really ask, you know I'm tight that they stole your video and, it's floating around the internet, unwatermarked because dudes are crackheads cropping out your logos and shit. But yeah, other than that, I'm dandy.
Yeah, man. It is what it is. We doing something right. If they're using our work, we're doing something right.
I don't see a lot of people. Imitation is the best form of flat. I don't flatter me then. Fuck your compliments and all that shit.
I agree.
Give me my money. I'd rather have my money, my recognition, my views, than you flattering me by stealing my work. No, thank you.
No,
I'm good.
I agree. And for those of you who may not know, our beautiful studio here is neighbors with the UFC building.
Mm-hmm,
UFC announcer
mm-hmm.
Bruce Buffer. There's a guy going around imitating them.
Really?
Yeah, and a lot of people in the UFC community have embraced it
embraced the impersonator.
The impersonator.
Oh, shit.
And they've really liked it. He actually got hired.
What?
By Jorge Masvidal for his
Ringwalk.
MMA. No, for his MMA promotion company. He does the ring announcing now for Jorge's.
As an impersonator?
Yes. And
as Bruce Buffer.
Like, he doesn't dress up like him or anything, but everything he says, it's time. And
but isn't that trademark? I know Jimmy Lennon and Bruce and Michael Buffer. You can't be the brother of Michael Buffer whose trademark, let's get ready to rumble, and not have yours trademarked.
So,
like, he's a dumb brother then.
Bruce Buffer was being asked about it, and everybody, you know, thought, like, oh, you know, that's really cool. Somebody looks up to you, whatever, whatever. He's like, nah.
It's not cool.
He's like, it's not. And he's like, you know, I
spent years, decades building this brand for a fucking jerk off to come and take it, turn it into a joke, and from a joke, he's starting to get paid. What the fuck?
And
I'm telling you, this world needs to allow you to beat people down. That's the only way people learn their lessons.
Bruce actually said on the interview that he went as far as reaching out to Jorge, like, hey, you know, let him know to keep doing his thing, but to come up with his own, because legal action could, you know.
Absolutely.
You know,
he trademarked his shit, man. Come on, you ain't out here just stealing people's catchphrases and stealing people's work, and it's going to be okay. It's never okay, man. I don't care
what
excuses.
So what about, like, Elvis impersonators who get paid to be, like, an impersonator? Like, is that the same thing, or is it because he's dead?
I mean, listen, you know, that ain't even my stuff, but he's dead.
Yeah,
you know, I'm alive. Me and Danny alive. Me and Danny spent 8 hours in that gym for you to come steal that shit. Like, I'm alive. Don't steal from me while I'm, you know, while I'm alive.
Nah, and let me tell you, For one, we had just got done working out.
Yeah.
So our bodies are hot, and then we go into the gym.
No. We started here. We got to start here at 6. So we're up at 4:30. We do our morning show. We don't eat. We drive to the gym. We stay there 8 hours to get you the best footage. Starve ourselves only to be ripped off. Like, they need a Will Smith smack.
They do need a Will Smith smack.
I want to get back into that. Why is everybody acting like, why is Dwayne Johnson the guy? Now it's like the entire internet world has decided he wouldn't have done it if it was Dwayne Johnson. Why got to be Dwayne? Why not Stone Cold? Why not any fucking body? Why it's got to be Rock, the Rock, the whole, yo, you could tell followers, bro. You could tell some mindless slaves, like, a few memes come out and everybody starts repeating the same phrases. Now everybody want to see Will with the Rock, you know. Everybody talking about the little Tupac thing. It's like no one's original anymore. You just go with the latest trending fucking phrase and shit. It's so sad out here.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Not really sure what you're talking about when you mean the Rock. Is there something that I missed?
Well, that's good that he didn't even notice it. I'm over here talking about everybody's running with my man. So you're not seeing the world calling, not calling for, but basically saying, like, Will would have never smacked Chris Rock if he was Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock. You haven't seen anything with that.
I honestly haven't, but, I mean, you've seen we've been busy. Like, you get what I'm saying? You know what
I mean? You on Instagram, Lord. Honestly, I'm shocked that it didn't.
I'm on Instagram, but I'm on Instagram for, like, content. Like, I'll post something or I'll go look for something. But, yo, like, you've seen we've been busy, Chan.
No, I hear you.
Know?
Wow. No, I've gotten tagged in it. I've run across it. It's out there, you know. It's this whole, he would have never done it if it was The Rock.
Mm.
There's memes, you know, a little bit of everything. But I disagree. I disagree. I think, you know, Will, he's been hanging with fighters for a while. You know, AJ posted that they did some pad work, so he gave him some tips here and there. You know, he played Muhammad Ali, you know, did a fantastic role, deserved an award for that. You can't play boxing. You know, like, he literally legit learned how to fight for the movie. Has he sparred? I don't know, you know. Is the cuteness that he learned in the Muhammad Ali movie going to escape him once the pressure comes to him if it was a real fight? Possibly. But I tell you what, he still got an advantage over Chris Rock and even Dwayne Johnson. In my opinion, all them goddamn muscles, you ain't throwing no punches straight at all. The smaller, thinner, more agile.
I'm taking the Rock. You tripping.
Yeah, that's because he's this guy. You can always tell the dudes that really never fought. And I don't mean that in any way as disrespect. I'm just saying, like, muscles don't win fights.
No,
bro.
No, no.
They totally deter you from winning fights.
I've seen them move.
The only way the Rock could beat Will, in my opinion, is if it was an MMA fight or a street fight, which there's no rules, so you get to grab Will. That dude will never beat Will. He's like this. How you gonna?
You ain't never seen him move around and
I watched all his moves. I'm a Fast and the Furious fan.
I'm talking about like working out, doing pads and shit. You ain't never seen The Rock do pads?
You gonna tell me? You pick him. I'm picking Will. Fuck all that. Pull it up. Yeah, you ain't never seen him. Pull it up. Is this a blind man show? No disrespect, but I mean, people want to see.
I just sent you the Jorge, since I don't have the audio. The Jorge impersonator.
That's crazy, Bruce. That's crazy. I don't even want to play this because we giving him publicity. Now more people going to Google this dude. He'll end up in someone else's birthday party.
Look. And
fucking Bruce Breffer impersonated for your birthday and shit.
That's a damn shame, too. The page I sent it to you from, the caption of the video says, after Bruce Buffer retires, get this man a job in the UFC.
No, it's not even right. And is that him? Is the dude right? Because I haven't gone to the... Oh, my God. It's got a million views, bro.
Oh, no. This guy is huge, bro. This is just one of the versions of this video.
Is this, though? Is this a Bruce Buffer impersonator?
Yes, this is an impersonator.
Let me get a screen share, Austin. What do we got here? Sticky poles, internet shit always lets us down in the middle of a show. Why don't they just pay their bill? I'll refresh and see if this work another way.
Well, yep, sorry guys, due to our city studio.
No, what in the fudge?
Well, yeah, man, it said, you know, I was going to tell you.
Is this real? Like, is it really not going to work?
I guess not. But I was going to tell you to pull that shit up and just have everybody watching. Just go tag us in that video. Go tag us in that video.
Again, you pull that up. Now you're giving the culprit publicity. Wow, it's not working. Maybe my man Bruce got a gag order on the audio. Here we go.
Presenting a boxer, holding a professional record, 35 wins, 15 losses. He said,
even the mannerisms of Bruce, man, that's fucking crazy.
Hiding out of Miami, Florida, presenting the UFC, the NFL champion, and the number 4 fight.
Look at George all in amazement.
No, look, you're going to see at the end, he tells him, get his number, and he ends up hiring the guy. Look, you're going to see George like, yo, get, look, he's like, get his number. He's like, I'm going to need him.
Insane.
You know, and he hired him, bro. He hired him, you know, and it's sad, bro. It's cool, right? It's cool for
It's cool in a way because my man hustled himself into a position of dinero, pero... He stole everything from someone else. It's like he's a copycat out here.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, cool. If you want to be inspired, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like you asked the other day, why does David Diamante say the last name twice, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, this is going to sound so fucked up. There's a video of him explaining why and what inspired him and, you know, other ring announcers that inspired him, right? So that's cool if you want to, like, take little things because he came up with his own, you know, with his own style, with his own signature, if you will.
Who?
David Diamante.
Okay.
Because I've seen a video of him out there explaining why he says the last name twice. And
why'd he say it twice, he said?
And that's why I said it's going to be so fucked up because I don't remember. But I know the video's out there. You get what I'm saying?
Lies.
Speaking of, let me find The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Doing pad work. This should be funny. All them dumbass.
You don't watch basketball, right, Ness? Like, if I say Giannis, do you know who Giannis is? Okay. There was somebody at my last job who thinks that, like, that dude could actively beat The Rock in a street fight because he's, you know, a basketball player.
Ryan, step into the mic. Who's bulkier out of that Thor guy and the other guy that just fought?
Oh, of Thor and Eddie?
Yeah.
So Eddie was – Thor took off a lot of weight.
Don't tell me the results or what happened. I just want to know who's wider. Who's more Dwayne Johnson?
As of right now, it would be Eddie, but at their maximum, because like I said, for the fight itself, Thor probably took off about 65, 70
exactly,
pounds.
And Thor's the tall one.
Yeah, exactly.
More leaner, slender one.
Exactly.
And did he win?
Yeah, I thought you said not to say.
No, now I'm asking you.
Okay, then yeah, he won.
And I didn't watch it. Because it's fucking boxing. You got to understand this sport. The muscles ain't doing nothing but getting your ass beat up. Now, obviously, you could be like a Tabidi and you're muscular, but you're athletic. Or maybe that's considered an athletic build because he's only 201.
I mean, even Joshua, right?
It was No. Joshua is too muscular. That's what everybody told him. That's why he always gassed out.
The top guys, but it worked in his favor.
No, that's why he always gassed out. That's why he was considered a four-round fighter. That's why he got fucking looked like he did in the Poulet fight. He had to recover. That's why he looked like the way he looked in the Vlad fight. He had to recover. Mm. The muscles need oxygen. That shit don't work. Show me a cocky fighter. I mean, a cocky, yes, but I'm talking about a Dwayne Johnson type dumb, all them stupid muscles, man. Bradley was the closest thing to muscular, and for some reason, he had no power. He had no power.
He had to make weight, to be fair, though.
I'm lost. Everybody got to make weight. That's part of the rule.
No, I mean the heavyweights. Like you just got to be over 200 pounds. Like you don't have to. You get what I'm
slim
saying?
Down. But slim what? Down. I mean, I don't see the relevance. Why? Like, so you're saying his muscles?
I'm saying yeah. Like you would burn muscle cutting weight.
Yeah, but that's the thing, man. I'm gonna pull up some Bradley shot. That's the thing. Bradley is more genetic. I want to believe because homie always looked good. You know what I'm saying? He just always was in some crazy, crazy shape. And very muscular.
They're saying Eddie dropped him 3 times.
Dropped Thor?
Yeah.
Yeah, with some big-ass Samuel Peters punches. Get the fuck out of here. They probably lying in the chat.
Hey, guess who put it?
Who?
It just take a wild guess. They're in the pre-pro.
Rob.
You know it. But it's funny because that's UK, Rob. I was looking for Steve.
But you see, this doesn't look like Dwayne. Come on, bro. Look at like The Rock wish he was this small. You know, he's too big. Like, but this was considered big in boxing.
Mm.
Like, look at this man. Look at them fucking abs right there, bro. Sheesh. And he used to get up to 180. But they try to weight bully Earl and say he's a weight bully. I'm going to take it down.
So was Mike Tyson not – I know he was smaller, but, like, he was pretty stout, right?
He definitely is considered stocky, you know. But is he AJ bulky? Maybe in his prime. I mean, maybe when he came out of jail, for sure. I'm going to show you a jail pic. My man was rippy. He looked better coming home, but, you know, obviously that shit don't work in boxing. But, you know, physically it looked good. Mike Tyson, release. But, let's see release picture. Release picture.
Yeah, so they're saying Thor dropped Eddie 3 times. Eddie dropped Thor once.
Well, there you go. Oh, Eddie dropped Thor 3 times.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No. Thor dropped Eddie 3 times. All right,
then. So Thor is the leaner one, the non-rock body one, the one that can actually throw a fucking 1-2. That's all I'm saying. You know, the bulkier you are, the harder it is to perform the mechanics of this sport. You want to be a bodybuilder? Go be a bodybuilder. And that's what the fuck The Rock is. He'll get beat up by Will Smith. I'm just saying. That's my pick, regardless. We're going to go back to the subject. That is my pick. Will Smith beats the shit out of Dwayne. Damn, what's the ages? Will older, though, right? Will got to be older.
I don't know. The Rock
Fresh Prince, he got to be older.
Let's see. Will Smith is, holy fuck. No, he's
57,
53? The Rock is only 49.
Damn, look at this picture of Tyson.
49.
Wow. He looks so different. This says 2012. I wonder if this picture represents 2012.
Fuck no. Mike's been bald since like 03.
Yo, he looks so
Oh,
young
yeah,
and different.
The tattoo, bro. Think about it.
And the tattoo's missing.
Yeah, bro. He was young.
He looked so young and different here, right?
This is probably 91.
He looked like a player right here. He don't look like me, Mike. He looked like he was out there, you know, honey dipping and shit.
Yo, but why they got...
He got the little curls with the waves to the side.
And the part all fucked up, man.
Double part of this shit.
Yo, who was Mike's barber guy?
Yo, that's probably why he punched Miss Green. He came out the barbershop like, damn, that part fucked up.
But let's get back down to Fury and Big Baby Miller.
Yeah, I see a lot of people hating on Big Baby, man. You dudes, you know, I don't know if you've ever picked up a Bible, man, but, like, you shouldn't throw stones, man. Don't act like you've never made a mistake.
Yeah, right? They're saying make a poll.
On what?
The Rock versus Will Smith.
Let's do it, man. Who's the A side? Do I put Rock? Because you keep saying The Rock first. Like, what the fuck? Is it not Will the bigger star?
No, I would say The Rock is a
slipping.
He's, like, the highest paid actor for the last, like,
four or five years.
The Rock.
Never.
Yeah, he's
Google it right now. Show off. Who makes more money, Will or The Rock?
I'm looking it up now for you, Ness.
And not right now. How much is Will's highest payday? What's Rock's highest payday? Compare that. So while we do the silence, I am making a poll. I'm going to put just the same thing as if they were fighters. Smith by KO. And then Smith by decision. And then we'll do, obviously, the Rockster. Rock by UD. And then we'll do Rock by draw. Because he ain't getting no fucking knockout on Will. No.
How was that Rock by draw?
Because he ain't getting no knockout on Will, bro.
So this article, it's on Yahoo. In 2020, only 9 people... across just 9 celebrities across all industries earn more than The Rock. He only
is Will on a list.
No,
fuck. But again, I want to know Will's highest payday.
Right,
Rock's highest payday.
That's what I was looking up. Is like, what was their highest paid role?
Nothing came out.
So what I found for Will Smith's highest paid role was Men in Black 3.
Okay.
He was like,
that was huge.
Yeah, he was like the lead.
And he became the man. That was like when he got introduced. So what's up? What's the money like?
But it was still short of The Rock's highest pay.
What's The Rock's highest pay? Why you got us in suspense?
$50 million.
Holy shit.
Wait, it gets
Wow. Remember when Jim Carrey made Numbers and he was the highest paid actor at 30?
I guarantee.
My man trumped him by 20 mil.
I guarantee you've never even heard of the movie he got paid that
much. Which one? I'm a big movie guy.
Red One.
You're right. Never heard of that shit.
It was an Amazon action holiday movie.
When did it release? I've never heard of Red One.
That's
why we haven't heard of it. They spent all the money on Rock to hire his ass. They couldn't finish the project. Shit looks like garbage.
Yeah, he's been the highest paid actor for like the last several years. I know like for a while it was Samuel L. Jackson was like the highest paid actor. But
oh, you know what? I lied. Will, his highest payday was Men in Black 3. That was $100
million. Whoa! I win again, motherfuckers! Wow! $100
million? $100
million. That's insane. I told y'all that movie took him over. I said it before today.
Well, he was already
up
here by then.
No, I think it was that movie.
By Men in Black 3?
Bro, Men in Black, the series, period. I think that shit introduced him to, you know, white America.
Yeah, so The Rock.
And then he got all in cowboy shit, and they loved him.
Let me tell you, Will Smith is the highest paid actor
in the world.
Ever, of all time.
How much you get for I Am Legend?
So this,
they begging him.
No.
I bet you if you Google right now, you'll see they begging him. They throwing fucking, the Brinks truck's coming with the alarm. Beep, 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 beep. For Independence Day. They've been asking for that for like 30 years. Begging him. Come on, let's do Independence Day again. Begging him. Google it. I'm telling you. That dude's insane. I can't, you know, shout out to him, bro. West Philly. And he destroyed that career. I mean, he crushing it. $100 million.
He
Lord have mercy.
Destroyed it in one night.
$100 million. That's insane. Ouch. What's J-Lo's highest payday?
Tyson Fury, Big Baby.
What about them?
I'm just trying to, you know, go back to
I know. And I give you a little pop right back at you, like, what about him? And then you're supposed to say,
"What do you think? Yeah, what do you make of what do you make?"
Mm-hmm. Dan, the poll's lopsided. You guys don't know shit about boxing. Wait till we make this fight, man. We're gonna
So what do you make of the money coming in on him? Fury bringing Big Baby in. Obviously, the last time Big Baby was supposed to fight was Fury's British nemesis in Anthony Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
Big Baby suspension is up here in a few months. What do you make of the whole ordeal?
The suspension being up or of him teaming up with Fury?
Of him teaming up in Fury.
I mean, I think him teaming up with Fury is super obvious. You know, Jared Anderson teamed up with Fury. Anybody that can wants to be in that Fury camp to get that work. Obviously, you know, he's the man right now, and you're hoping that iron can sharpen iron for Big Baby. He's been out for a while. So this is a great publicity move and great to get him in physical shape. So it's a win-win because Tyson, like I said, you know, I'm not saying that Big Baby can be a better Dillian White than Dillian White, but that size is going to help Tyson in preparation, you know. No, they don't fight the same or the punches don't come mechanically the same, but I think that, again, for the weight and the, you know, and what Big Baby brings, Big Baby is going to bring a lot of pressure to Fury, so it'll help him with the endurance. I think it's great. I think it's great. And, you know, credit to Fury. This is more than just Fury using him to train in preparation for Dillian White. This is Fury extending an olive branch. You know, no one's fucked with Big Baby. You know, a trainer here or there, Shannon Briggs here and there. But
who was it? Chris Lovejoy, right?
Chris Lovejoy. But look at what we're saying. Shannon Briggs, 60 years old, needs the relevance of a Big Baby. Lovejoy, you know, almost 40 years old. Big Baby's the biggest name he's hung with, you know. So it's like, I think Tyson understands this is Big Baby's way of eating, and he hasn't been able to do that since 2 years ago.
The AJ fight that
that was a while ago. That was the one Andy
that
beat June 6th,
June 1st, 2019.
There you go. So we're talking 3 years ago. I mean, shit, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people, oh, fuck it. Oh, you know, fuck him. He tested. And I get it because
it's crazy, too, now, because I feel that his nickname was so unique at the time.
And it's not.
But now it's like he's not even the Big Baby, I feel like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Jared Anderson is kind of like
taking that name?
Yeah.
I think they need to fight for it. I've always said that. Honestly, I interviewed Jared and he like, yo, I ain't got to fight for it. My grandma been calling me this. Like, this ain't a ring name. This is a family name. So I get it.
Right.
But you calling yourself The Real, which Top Rank added, he told me. He was never The Real. Top Rank wanted to add that to start the whole, you know, the fuckery. So since you don't start, none won't be none. You started it. Let's get in the ring then. Simple. Big Baby, oh. He been out. If the time is now to make that fight. Let's be real. Battle with the Big Babies. They don't even need a belt for that. And it'll be Jared step up. Big Nick said Jared is apparently sparring Tyson as well. The other Jared Anderson is out there?
For mine, just so he is.
So I thought you said he was injured and pulled out of sight.
So
how could he help Fury?
I don't think.
So was the injury fake just to help Fury? The money's that great?
No.
You lying. You know.
I do know.
Pressure.
No pressure.
Lies.
No pressure. I do know Jared was indeed supposed to go out there. Supposed to be out there soon, you know, around this time. He's hurt, though. He had a withdrawal from his fight.
But they say he's out there. Big Nick is from the UK.
Okay.
And what if your man's spotted out there? Text him. It's earlier out there. It's later out there. It's like 2 p.m.
Let's see. We got any super chats so far, Ness?
We got a 12-month member. Shout out to Duel Ingram. Been a minute. And he said, Ness, you can't tell me that Canelo impersonator isn't funny. Hell no, he don't even look like Canelo. He don't even look like Canelo, bro. And he's not even fucking Mexican. My man is, like, white. Like, he's so corny, too.
Yeah, he's corny as fuck.
Yo, who? Somebody threw him out too. People don't like impersonators, man. Don't be impersonating people unless they dead. Like,
except for us,
wasn't it Canelo that kicked them out?
Canelo,
Eddie too.
Who else? Oscar. Oscar was the big blow up.
Bruh, don't be doing that shit, bro. Impersonating. The Kiki, I know you were saying for us to ask Kevin Cunningham about him, and I was telling you, sign up the Patreon, stop being fucking cheap. That's how cheap you are. That we had Kevin Cunningham 6 days ago, you still talking about the interview and the question you wanted to ask, which means you should stop being cheap. That's how bad you wanted that question asked. You still remember. Fucking cheap ass. Get out of here. Beat it. And don't hit me back with no sob story message either. Oh, Ness, you don't even know what I'm going through. I'm homeless. I don't want to hear that shit. You lying. You in here every fucking day. You lying. You lying. Hating ass. You always hating anyway. The Kiki. Stupid name is that. Smack your ass like Will Smith. Yo, but I also put Donaire in here, man. That shit is official. What's up?
Yeah, no, it's great.
Where's it happening at?
Japan.
June. Oh, Japan. That's right. I did put that in the
title.
Oh,
you said when is it happening? June 7th. It's like on a Tuesday.
Wow.
You know?
Do we got to wake up early again?
Well, it'll be interesting because we'll be I'm trying to think.
Wow, that's a live fight chat on a Tuesday.
We may
be working.
We may be making our way back from Australia. It just depends, right? It just depends.
Oh, you're right. June 5th is the fight.
Yeah, so if we come back the next day, we would get back.
I mean, it's all good. We'll it's all good. Nonito understands.
I mean, we'll watch the fight, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever we at. So I'm excited. Shout out to the champ. Shout out to Nonito and Rachel. We just had them on the show on accident, right? We just had them on the show. And they're here in Vegas.
We need to double down. Get them in studio. Yeah.
But I'm excited for the fight. I was one of those fans that woke up. It was like 3 a.m. here because the fight was nighttime in Japan. And it was a hell of a fight. Ness, don't you think? It was a hell of a fight. Nonito lost but was able to come back and still become champion. So many fights Nonito has had, so much experience, so many wars, so many divisions. You know,
it's crazy because I was calling for this fight. Either this fight or the Chocolatito.
You were calling for Chocolatito.
Why you looked up there like you see Isa? What happened?
No, because I've been calling for this fight.
Oh, that was your reaction for me saying I called. He's like, oh.
Because you've been,
okay.
You've been calling for Chocolatito.
I mean, you know, I like people to dare to be great. Nothing wrong with that.
You mean to tell me Nonito, the Filipino Flash, hasn't dared to be great?
No, I'm talking about Chocolatito moving up. He's the one that would need to move up to 118.
No, you... And
I was finding ways to make it by telling Donaire to come back down to 115, which he said on air he still could do.
He still could do.
I mean, let's just be real. He said it. But, you know, it's Chocolatito that would need, in my opinion, that legendary name. Cuadras is cool. The other dude made a name off him. Nobody knew him. We knew him as the Rat King. That's it. HBO introduced us to him as some guy from a third world country that was so poor he had to eat rats. You don't remember that? Because you're looking at me like I'm crazy. He don't remember that? You don't remember that?
No, I remember. I'm just waiting to interject.
No, yeah. That was the big... That was the reveal. I built you up to tell you he's a rat eater. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I swear to God, sometimes I just can't take you serious, champ.
So you don't believe me?
No,
I'm gonna have to Google it.
No. It's just you crack me up, man. You're a comedian sometimes. Brandon,
just my thoughts,
no, Luis,
man.
Luis,
just my thoughts.
Luis, we are gonna get Sean Porter on. Yo, champ, he hasn't texted me back. I think he's upset at me.
Who?
Sean
Porter.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
I just heard we got him scheduled next week, so he can't be mad at you. But he's probably mad at you because you ain't the one that scheduled them.
No, you know what happened? Nah, I'm talking shit. I'm sure Sean understood. He invited me to go paintballing, and I accepted.
And you forgot?
No, I didn't forget. It was then determined that we would be working that Saturday morning. I forget what card we called, but I, you know, because of that, wasn't able to. Because I was bringing just you guys some fire-ass content, wasn't able to go.
Did you find the pad work? Because I'm baffled like that you guys are supposed to be hardcore fans. I'm baffled that you listen to this show 7 days a week and everybody's picking a fucking bodybuilder.
I can't find the full one.
I want you remember that movies aren't real. So those fighting scenes with The Rock, like, he's meant to look good. Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like, he's not Jackie Chan. Like, he's not doing his own fucking stunts. Like, y'all tripping out here. I wish we could make this fight. I want to put money on it now. Y'all tripping. Yo, and when you find The Rock, Austin, see if you can find Muhammad Ali, Will Smith doing some pad work so these punks can see what this kid looks like, man. You can't. Yo, Will will sleep this guy. I can't believe y'all, man, for real.
Bro, you're talking about a movie that's edited that's...
You don't play boxing.
I hear you.
You have to learn it. Like, for him to play that role, for you to want him to earn an Oscar for it, or should have been given one, it's because he learned the sport. You can't just play Muhammad Ali and not learn the sport. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you watch the movie... He got the mannerism down. The footwork is down. He will fucking have your man's looking silly in a 22-foot ring. I got Box for Sobriety. He says, thank y'all for helping making my work day easier. Love this channel. Gonna sign up everywhere. Much love to Box and glove emoji. Much love to you, champ. You know, I'm glad that you were able to sift through our BS and realize that we're just genuine boxing fans that love to talk about this sport each and every day. So we look forward to seeing you here more often. Looks like we got King Bourne on the line. We're going to go ahead and open up these phone lines. Remember, we're talking the return of Big Baby Gerald Miller, not to be confused with Jared Anderson, the real Big Baby. And, yeah, so we're talking a little bit of Will Smith versus The Rock. Since the world is trying to act like Will Smith would have never slapped The Rock if it was The Rock on stage, which I disagree. I think that Will bodies him. What's up, Ryan?
But two things. One, I don't think he slaps him if it's in that arena because The Rock is huge. Like, I think that part of it is that he slapped Chris Rock because he's like, I'm bigger than Chris Rock. I'm going to pull this off right now.
I just don't agree with that. Listen, man, I'm telling you, when you smack another grown man, they're forced to have a conversation with their motherfucking subconscious. You heard Chris. He's like, wow. Like, he didn't, you don't know what to do, man. People think it's an instinctual thing where they're going to be like, oh, I got smacked and jump on you. No, you're going to be like, holy shit, he just treated me like a girl.
And then I was going to say that right there. It's the fact that it's
open hand smack. Like, I'm telling you. Again, I've been smacked, bro. I've been smacked. I told you. And I couldn't do shit. Like, I tried my best, and I still couldn't beat this dude. So, believe me. And it took a long time. Like, it wasn't like smack, and I'm acting like I jumped on him or tried to because I couldn't even fucking hit the guy. But, like, bro, you got to register. It's got to go through your mind. Like, wow, I just got smacked. Yo, you better do something.
I think
everybody's watching.
I'm going to be honest.
He just bitch smacked you.
As a man, I feel like there's very few things that are more disrespectful than a smack.
Bro, you like, took his masculinity.
Like, I think.
You made him a woman.
Off the top of my head, probably like two other things that are more disrespectful than a.
Yeah, if he'd have pulled his pants down in front of everybody right there.
I don't even think that's as. I think. Maybe like a backhand, like mother. Like,
Dan and Batman and Robin, you know, from the older. Pow!
And then I think the most disrespectful thing is spitting on somebody.
Yeah, that might cross the line over smacking, I think. Yeah.
Did you guys hear what Rogan said about it?
Nah, what did he say? That's my guy.
He straight up with like. He was like, you don't just get to go up and slap a grown man and then just go on like business as usual.
Bro, he accepted an award after that. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, Rock deserves, and I mean Chris Rock deserves so much respect. Like, his level of maturity, patience, I don't even know, man. I think I seen something. I don't know if it's old or new, but I seen Charlamagne the God talking to him. And again, I don't know if that video clip was old or new, but in the caption, you know, it said something like, he's still digesting everything. He's still, you know, like, he doesn't even know how to feel yet, you know? And I'm telling you, he's still having that conversation with his subconscious. Like, bro, you's a pussy. You just let that man smack you in front of the entire world.
Yo, I remember seeing.
I'm not saying that's how I feel. I don't think he's a pussy for not hitting him back. I'm just saying, like, you're going to struggle with that, though. You're going to question yourself whether or not, you know, you chose the right path and did the right thing in that moment, man. That was a brutal, yeah, tough moment for my man.
Really quick, we got Jaguar Paul with the super chat. He says, Ness, Will is a cuck, and Rock weighs like 260. Rock kills him.
That's what y'all think, man. Ryan sent me the pad where y'all going to feel it now. He got sparring. See, I wanted pad where my man got sparring footage. Like, you guys don't think he really does this, but it's okay. It's actually Austin. You lose credit, Ryan. It was, yeah, Austin that did it. But, yeah, man, you guys, this is real. You can't play boxing, especially a $100 million actor. He ain't going in there. He trying to learn this. He ain't trying to look like a fool so that y'all can laugh at him. Come on. Okay, look at my man. And that was a combination. Let's go. Oh, I don't like that left hook. A little bit wide and slappy, but this might have been early in. And his chin is up. Whoa. Okay, maybe y'all got a point. Maybe I might be wrong. What the fuck? Homie slapping with that left hook and that chin. What is he doing right now? No. Why you find me the worst pad work ever?
That's literally all, like, everything else is just him talking about.
But look at that one, too. I'm going to go back. Because, see, them left hooks is no good, but we got to work on that. But look at this one, too. Not that.
Look, he's swinging like this and shit.
Yeah, it's the slappy left hook. Don't look at the left. This might be new, y'all. It's that one, too, though. Look at that. Look. Pop, pop. Here's it come again. Pop. See, that was a 1-1-2.
Oh, yeah.
Look. Nice 1-2.
Jab, jab, right hand.
Right here, jab, jab, right hand. Nice. He got to work on the left hook. This could be very old and in the beginning of it, but that left hook. But look at the footwork. That's where he's going to get the rock. See? Oh, he ducked out. Oh! Yeah! Let's go, Will. You know, it's the left hook that's no good. But we don't need that. But it's the footwork that we need to get away from the rock. Come on, man. Stop playing games with my man. Okay, here goes. Now what? See, look at that blocking. Now what? This different. See, so it's stages. Look, nice left hook to the body. What you saying? Say my name. Don't you ever let me hear you talk about Jada again. Remember that scene where he's like, you better not talk about, what did he say, Angelo?
You got to use the quote from the Oscars now when he's swinging.
What's the exact quote?
Yo.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. But it was a joke, Will. Keep my wife's name. Oh, he dropped somebody, motherfucker. I'm so happy I went this far. You guys are mad. We putting Rock on his ass. Oh, shit. He was dropping small partners all day in his fucking spawn. Let's go, Will.
But you do know this is for a movie, right?
That's no, like... no. This is practice for the movie. This is practice for... Why would he need to... See, again, we got to think logically here when we just say shit. Why would Will need to have fake dropping sparring for a movie?
Because that sparring partner was probably the one he was knocking out in the movie.
Oh, so they rehearsed in a scene in your opinion.
Of course.
Oh, so all of a sudden in movies, they rehearse scenes without directors, producers. Like, there's no set members there. This is strictly training in a fucking gym.
They're behind the camera like any movie.
I see a hater. I see that he witnessed Will dropping dudes left and right, and it's like, damn, I lost. But it's all right. You've been
people
losing.
In the
yeah,
chat
he's
are
dropping,
saying
he's dropping people with fucking arm punches and shit.
You yeah, and people are saying that. they're not even swinging back. And also another person,
how could you swing back when you're getting combination punched by like a four piece? Dudes are tripping, man. They don't know. Take this down. They don't know greatness. Let this fight happen. All the money gonna come in on a rock, and we gonna get rich. I'm telling you.
Man. So how much you putting up? Bet me.
On what?
Bet me. I got.
On Will?
Yeah.
Brother, how are we going to bet if the fight ain't even official?
All right.
You know what I'm saying? If they make it official, you lost your money.
There you go. Just get Pat.
We got Coach Myers that said, good morning. Can you put the studio?
Oh, shout out to him. What?
He said, can you put the studio view on Discord?
Oh, that's something that Travis is going to eventually make happen.
We're looking into it right
now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've been working on it. He's going to take a little bit of hardware, which means some physical, you know, devices to be able to get it done. It's not just a software thing. All right,
so you really in your heart believe that that Will just beats the shit out the Rock?
No, honestly, no entertainment. I honestly think that the more athletic fighter will win.
All right. So who you got between The Rock and Jake Paul? Or not The Rock.
Huh?
If we're talking the most athletic, like right now it's The Rock. Like what is Will doing?
Well, forget.
You guys are so crazy. Like, do you know what the word athletic means?
Yeah,
at least in boxing.
It means The Rock had a full ride to the University of Miami as a defensive tackle.
Yeah, a football player. Those dudes are fucking.
We're talking
like,
athleticism.
They're like blocks.
Have you seen how athletic he was in the ring?
Choreographed.
We're not
just
saying
like boxing right?
skill.
Boxing
saying,
is not choreographed.
We're not saying boxing skill. We're saying athleticism.
Brother, he has none.
Bro.
Like, I'm just saying, what? His eyebrow? Is that, like, okay. He does flex the eyebrow pretty well. Other than that, he's just a big muscle. Come on. I mean, I'm going to pull up a picture right now so you guys can tell me how. Look at this one. Bro, you see the roids actually zooming through his veins.
That's Photoshop.
It's his picture. It's his picture. Like, there's no way this man can. First of all, he won't laugh. I'm telling you, you dudes don't get it. If AJ, think about this. Let's put it in a different, because maybe it's because I'm putting other people down. You not understand. Compare him to Anthony Joshua, who physically is kind of in that body group. He's older than Joshua. He doesn't have the skill, pedigree, or the start time of Joshua. Okay? So he hasn't been trained since he's in 18. He didn't go to the Olympics. He didn't become a world champion. He didn't suffer adversity, get knocked down like Joshua, get back up, and still win the fight. And Joshua, who's been training all his life, he still gets tired because of his muscles. He told you guys, oh, you guys told me I was too big, so I tried to slim down. So even he deals with it in his conscience, knowing that muscles aren't meant to be in this sport. But that's my last line of defense. Like, if you guys want to believe that this muscular man will somehow beat Will, cool. Look at his fucking face. Let me just zoom into it. He's gotten old. Look at that. Look at this right here. Nose, all this area right here. Chin. You guys are tripping. Will would body this dude. Body.
The post says different.
All right. Well, look. People didn't think Wilder was going to get a draw in the first fight. My bank account says different.
It's close, though. It's close.
My bank account says different.
It's close, though. 60-40.
There you go.
It ain't too far.
Uh-oh. Do we got some Dwayne Johnson doing pad work?
I tried to find something for pad work with him, but it's just him and Kevin Hart talking with you know, with AJ.
Oh, so it's nothing.
Yeah, but
he knows because he knows better.
What if, like, you know, he secretly has some fight IQ we're not aware of?
He don't, man. He too cocky. Just show this. You showing it. Just so y'all can see that he's bigger than AJ. Y'all silly, man. He bigger than AJ. AJ looks more slim. Look at what he's wearing. Look at what he's wearing. Look at Rock's bicep. They both got their hands turned at 90s. Who's got a bigger bicep? Come on, fellas. Take this shit down. Y'all lose. It's all good. Let's put the money on.
All right, let's
man.
See Kevin Hart versus Will Smith then. That'll be a fun one.
What? You got that?
No, I'm just saying. Like, let's do that one too. Kevin Hart versus Will Smith.
Nah, Hart don't want them probably. He's too small. Even though his power kind of decent, he's too small, I think. He, you know, like, weight classes are there for a reason. Will's obviously a heavyweight, and you know, Kevin Hart, you know, shit. He probably, like, 180, 160 because he's not a fighter and thinks he doesn't need to get any lower. But in the ring, he's going to have to get low. It's not going to work being that high. But I see King Born in the building. We're going out to you in T-minus 10 seconds, champy. What up?
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Brooklyn Zoo is coming through your town.
Let's get to it.
When you see old dirty bastards in a position like that, then you know that I'll get rid of a bunch of
I love my TV beat, comrade.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Listen, man.
What?
Goddamn fighting crabs, goddamn self hate. That's all I need, and I'm good.
All righty then. King Born, you gonna say something? Or kill us with dead air? King Born! If you're using a Bluetooth, unmute. Help us here. Moving on, who's next?
Got your boy Brandon Lenz.
Brandon in Houston. Where is his intro?
Let's start with this. I'm a creative genius.
FCS promotion.
You don't want to get in the ring with me because you're a pussy, that's right.
And now, the most dangerous producer on YouTube, Brandon in Houston.
Brandon in Houston. This message was brought to you by FCS Promotions. FCS Promotions.
Yo. Yep. That's what I said. Yeah. What are you using, bro? Like, are you underground? Are you using a Bluetooth?
Brandon in Houston.
It doesn't work.
He's deleted.
It's the Android champ.
Wait till you hear your playback of your rock pausing in and out, your impersonation and shit. You got some of it.
You got some of it off,
yeah. You know, but yeah, you lost a lot. But let me tell you something.
After 3 boring minutes, The Rock says, know your role and shut your mouth.
Your call's done. 3 boring minutes.
Hey, Brandon, go look, DM me, champ, because, yo, Brandon has, he's DM me like, bro, I need you to record this. Man, I did none of that shit.
I need an intro. He been asked you to do something. How you want an intro? You ain't give him no ad-libs.
Man, I know. I'm terrible.
Suck.
I'm terrible. Look, I want an intro. Matter of fact, I'm going to just message Brandon because I need my, yeah.
All right. Well, Brandon, anything else before we get to Andre Dakota? Oh, he's gone already. Shout out to Brandon in Houston. We're going out to a super chat from Andre. Hope all is well. Listening on my day off, are you guys a go for heading to Melbourne? Me and the fellas already have an itinerary in the works. Let's go. So I'm so glad you brought that up because someone kind of brought it up or something that triggered me, and then we went somewhere else because Danny's been, like, cutting me off purposely.
Oh, wow.
He thinks it's payback. But anyway, yeah, so, champ, are you all a go for Melbourne?
You know it, baby.
I mean, I wouldn't say you know it, but we've had some conversations, and we definitely got the green light on the trip. So now we just got to get the green light on our itinerary in terms of how we're going to travel. Danny is saying that we can do the straight flight, especially from L.A. I don't know. You know, I've never been on a plane longer than 6 hours, so I'm pretty good. How much is the flight to Hawaii from, I don't know, I guess I left from New Jersey or New York nonstop? Man, I mean, yeah, my uncle paid for that shit. It was his birthday.
I ain't asking who paid. I'm saying, but it was like, it was no layovers like you guys went from.
I mean, you never know. Maybe I stopped in Dallas from New York to Dallas. Nope, because that just happened, right? So maybe New York to L.A., that would be crazy. 4 hours that way, then another whatever, 6 or 15. Nah, it's crazy. But see?
No, there is nonstop flights from Newark to Honolulu, 11 hours, though.
From where?
Newark. To
11? Nah, it wasn't 11. I guess I did have a stop maybe like in Houston or in L.A. Not Houston, it has to be L.A., right?
I mean, it could be whatever.
No, because we read yesterday the DFW just started, so I didn't know.
No. Yeah, but
that's a totally different airport. I know. I'm just saying, I don't know.
To a totally different city, though. That was for Australia. We're talking about Hawaii.
Yeah. I'm tripping.
Swirl.
What's that coffee? That shit wasn't black enough. It had like smell of like something else.
Because it was a French vanilla one.
Oh.
Yeah. Black. Three Splendors.
It made it blacker. Get you right. You know, I read that somewhere. Google it. Coffee's good for the brain. Black, no sugar.
No, I've heard the same thing. I've absolutely heard the same thing.
I don't know exactly what it does, but Ryan's Googling it.
The champ.
So the itinerary.
The itinerary. Look, you know,
you be going on these tangents. You just go down these long walks, man. What's up with you? Come back.
All right, no worries.
Bringing you back.
No worries.
So did you find out for me yesterday? Yesterday I asked Danny, is there another route? Because the expensive route is a layover in Hawaii, which Hawaii is expensive.
Why do you think that? Why do you think the expensive route is?
Hawaii?
Yeah.
Because I've been to Hawaii. The flight is expensive and so is the food. Like fucking a four stack in IHOP is like $14. Coffee has antioxidants.
Okay.
I don't know what those do. He's going to tell us. Yo, why he keep shutting your mic off, bro? He don't want you on the show. It's like a producer's battling over here.
That's okay. Young Austin, you can have this one. No, it's just they're good for you. It's like, I don't know what the hell antioxidants do, but if a doctor says it's good, then it's got to be good, right?
Does it actually, or are they just saying that so something goes wrong? And it's like, you know, the mechanic. Yeah, do this. And then, oh, my car's broken again.
Look, I'll just say what it says. Antioxidants help fight cell damage and reduce risk of serious health conditions like cancer and heart disease. When the hell did this show become a FDA podcast?
I mean
who's you guys brought it up. What do you mean?
Not only that, but we deal with strength and conditioning. It deals with all this stuff, you know. If you want to have your body in the most tip-top shape, you know, you got to know these things, I guess.
Floyd drinks his coffee black.
There you go. I don't even drink sugar to you know, try and get the best out of the cafe.
But, champ, I think we should
not stop in Hawaii, right? Is there another place? I asked you yesterday.
Yeah, Fiji.
What the fuck?
Fiji. There's a stop in Fiji.
Did he not hear the key word? Less expensive?
No, it was the shit pops up, you get what I'm saying, from cheapest to most expensive. And that was one of the...
Yeah, but what's the cost of things in Fiji while we're there?
Yeah, but we would only be in Fiji like 11 hours.
So we won't eat at the expensive Fiji restaurants.
Of course.
That's what I'm saying. So if we're going to be in 11 hours, I'm just saying... The easiest one to get marijuana and the cheapest one would be the best place to be. Hawaii, I could get bud. I got peoples. You know, but it is expensive in Hawaii. Like, even an O is like $300 out there. Yeah. Shit, bananas. So I don't know. I don't know, you know.
Well, I've
been... 15 hours in a plane for me is going to be very difficult unless I get a first... I told you that. Unless I get a first class flight, which I doubt I can get because economy is 1500.
Yeah, so another thing to take into consideration, flights like these international long-haul flights, these double-decker planes and shit.
Oh, wow, it'll be a double-decker. I've never been on one.
So I don't know for sure. I know that the plane from LA to Dubai, which is a similar flight in length as far as, you know, time-wise is concerned, theirs is a double-decker. But flights like this, you know, even your economy, your food is better. Seats are a little bit, you might have a couple more inches of leg room. You know, premium economy has, like, reclinable seats and shit.
Yeah,
so.
No, I had a United first-class plane, bro. The whole, like, it's like,
but
you're
it was here.
Here,
though. It was here.
Yeah, it was here.
That's
I think
I'm
I
saying.
Was going from, like, Denver to Florida, maybe,
but
nonstop.
But that's what I'm saying, that flights that travel international, the shit you described on your first class, you know, experience, that's probably business class at best.
Oh, really?
On a,
well,
on,
that's doable.
On a flight
if
like
if I can get one of those where I'm able to recline and the dude next to me isn't next to me in front. He's like to the right of me, but in front of me so that my feet are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's perfect, the
it.
Way they designed those little, you know.
Yeah, no, I
chairs
get it. I
that
get
recline.
It. I get it. And that's what I'm saying, because, you know, flights like this, that's probably, you know, once again, business class at best, you know. On a flight like that, on a long call flight like that, so yeah, champ.
Damn,
know.
He said he flew 15 hours and got all the seats to himself.
That's another thing too.
He said, "Don't go to sleep, so that way you can sleep when you're over there." I'm actually adjust very easy, and you know we got to understand we're not fighters, so the acclimation that a fighter needs and that we need is not the same, like. But I feel like I adjust to any time zone very easy.
It's always coming back for me. You get what I'm saying? When I go to the East Coast, granted, that's a 3-hour difference. But, for example, when I've gone to Afghanistan, that's a 12-hour difference, right, from Vegas. So I've always adjusted.
Ha ha! Gotta cut you off. Yes! Yo, because somebody else called me. That video must be doing real well. I knew I bodied Paulie. I couldn't take it. Let me tell y'all how that happened, right? Because that shit was genuine. Like, Paulie's in his studio, and you know he's Paulie. I hear his ass, and he's like, and it's like, yo, what the fuck is he saying? No, they're doing I guess they were doing, like, top 5 all-time greats and, you know, like, who's overrated. So he put Kawasaki overrated. But then he turned around, and I don't got no problem. I know there's people out there that feel Kawasaki was overrated. So please try and understand what I'm saying out my mouth. If you feel he's overrated, he's overrated. But if you turn around and say he's overrated, but B-Hop is an all-time great, and Roy Jones is an all-time great, like Paulie, in my opinion, you can't call B-Hop an all-time great and Roy an all-time great and then physically slide him in your all-time great list for your fans to see. But then turn around and tell Kawasaki he was an overrated fighter when he beat both of them dudes. Plus, he beat Jeff Lacy before Jeff Lacy became a hype job. And I'm pretty sure Lacy was a champion. So the only thing Kawasaki should get discredited for is quitting too soon. You know, not giving those guys rematches. But there's no way. There's no way. If you consider Roy and B-Hop all-time greats, you're going to fucking say that this guy's overrated. But that was dope, me and Paulie going at it. I did get scared because he started going history on me. He went deep. I'm like, all right, I don't know that guy you're talking about. And that's what Paulie's good at, going in his bag on them old, old fighters. But nah, champ. We talking these generations, and B-Hop is a legend, in my opinion. You know, I just put him on my top, my Mount Rushmore on TikTok, and You know, I got a lot of love. It's crazy. I thought I was actually going to get hate when I made that list.
I did too, champ. I told you.
People are in love with B-Hop. So I was right. And, you know, obviously we left some names off, but this is my Mount Rushmore. So I had the GOAT, Ali, the icon, Mike Tyson, the greatest or the best ever in Floyd. And then I ended it with the blue collar fucking Cinderella story. My man went to prison, came out, learned how to box in prison, came out, first fight with Roy Jones, lost it. First fight, right? Wasn't his first fight ever against Roy?
Who?
B-Hop.
Really?
Yeah. Let me double check.
I got it pulled up. Hold on.
What you got?
But yeah, champ.
Why no Sugar Ray? I don't believe in Sugar Ray like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, 50 years ago, you'd be in Detroit because, hypothetically, Robinson fought over there. How the fuck do I know what happened in New York? I couldn't buy the Detroit Post 50 years ago. I got to wait for some dude to bring it on a horse cross country. So dudes be lying, man. I don't believe nothing that there's no facts for, man. I'm just like that.
B-Hop's first title.
What loss was to Roy?
Title
first
shot.
Loss was, yeah. Who?
First loss was Roy, and that was also his first title shot.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, his first fight. His first fight was a loss.
Yeah, first fight ever.
Yeah, but then his first title shot.
Was a loss to Roy.
Was his second loss.
All right, so I confused that, but I was right on the fact that he did lose his first fight. So, again, it just adds to the story, right? You get out of jail. You learn this new craft, and you think you're about to turn your life around. You're like, fuck it, I ain't going back. This how I'm going to get it done. You get in the ring. And you fucking lose. You know, you got to be a real one to get back in there and then compile the career that he did. Over 20 defenses at middleweight. Unified at 175. Like, how could he not be an ATG?
I want to say it was 20 exactly.
I thought it was over. But you might be right. You're the almanac,
yeah.
Allegedly.
And Golovkin, you know, he has a chance to break it.
Had a chance to break it.
He tied him.
I don't know why people keep talking about that shit. Like, you almost did something.
No, I was just he tied him though. He tied.
You almost did something. You know, but I hear you.
So is Triple G like? So the only fight I've ever seen him in was the Canelo one.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the only time I've ever. But is he legit? Like, is he pretty good as a boxer?
Yeah. I mean, and now unfortunately he's older. But I feel like now we should hear less people not giving him credit. I mean, he just continues to show it, right? Like, who did it better with Sedimenta, Triple G or Jaime? And who did it better, Berlanga or Triple G? And who did it better, Triple G or Lemieux for Stevenson? I guess Lemieux did it better.
Yeah.
With Curtis. But there's not very many dudes that Triple G beat that anyone beat any better. Like, Sergey Dervinchenko, obviously Charlo beat better. But again, other than that, I like what Canelo did to Jacobs better, but I know that there's an argument that Gennady dropped them, so maybe they think he did it better. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, no matter, you know, people used to call him names, but it's like he's beating these dudes way better with less trouble at that.
Right.
Even if you
right.
don't think he did it better, he's not struggling like some of these other dudes. You know what I'm saying? With his own opposition, like the dudes that he's faced. Like, for instance, he destroyed Marco Antonio. And I don't got Boxer pulled up. He destroyed Marco Antonio Rubio. And then Anthony, the dog, who's in question of going into a fight with Pal Ant, he went 10. UD. So, you know, we talk shit. And I say we because I might take a shot here and there at Triple G, but he's actually a very good-ass fighter. You know, he could be old. He could be slow. You could think he's limited, but he don't struggle. Not
no.
like these dudes be struggling.
No, not for the most part. But we do have to admit there's obviously been a decline.
In him?
Yes.
Oh, of course. I mean, he's 39, brother. Father Tom, they don't play. You know, it doesn't play. All right, so we didn't get to Bourne, but he's back.
Yeah, we can try him again.
Try you again. Try you again. And if not, I'ma go to Troy in Baltimore. Damn, why his phone doing? Nah, we hear you. We hear you. Oh shit, he's gone. Fat. Yeah. Yo. We hear you, champ. Maybe he in the best. Yeah.
Oh snap, the champ.
You
yo,
on there, so you're doing
yo,
it.
Nonito said, where's the invite? Laughing out loud.
What? To the studio? We want you
yeah,
in studio.
Champ, that's what I said. I said,
yo, read the address out. Austin, 6445 West Sunset Boulevard, right?
Suite 142.
That's it, man. Never ran, never will.
We're on Google Maps, Sticky Paw Studios.
Yo.
All right, Brownsville.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, so we got a new caller in New York City.
Yo, what's good, fellas? How you guys doing?
Strip. Where you calling in from, and what's your name?
I'm another Brooklyn caller, man. Saquon from Brooklyn, man. How you guys doing, man?
Saquon, what's going on, brother? We're good. Happy to have you.
Yo, say thanks for having me, man. Yo, just in case, so I hit you guys up on Instagram letting y'all know that I'm going to be in Melbourne, bro. So
oh,
I really do
oh,
hope to...
Oh, I think we spoke yesterday, right?
Day before yesterday.
Okay.
I was a little nervous because I bought my stuff already. It's 31 hours, and this dude didn't even sign the contract. So I don't get a chance to listen to y'all live, so I got in here kind of late. Did y'all hear anything about him signing the contract yet? Because my joint is non-refundable, bro.
Oh, shit. As of yesterday,
yeah,
he
like
still
the fight
couldn't
is,
sign.
The
As of yesterday, he still hadn't signed.
Damn, man, like, I'm nervous right now, man. I went to see him fight Teofimo at the Garden because I'm from Brooklyn, so I saw the fight live, and, like, I was kind of excited, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a Devin Haney fanatic. Like, I've been there since he was fighting in Philly, but Kambosos is not an easy touch, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you can't fight a person and not expect everything to happen in their hometown. So I think it's going to be actually a really tough fight for Haney, even though I know he's going to win. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm going just to see him win. So I just wanted to hit y'all up, and I hope to hang out with y'all when I get there, bro.
We've been with
Team Haney the last 2 days, and we were just discussing.
Oh, my God, we didn't even talk about that. That was an experience.
Yeah.
We got to talk about
the last 48 hours have definitely been an experience.
Oh, my God. Yo.
So you want to let him finish his call?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, champ. Go ahead. But, look, I was going to say the press conference is supposed to be this evening.
Nice.
Yeah, the press conference is supposed to be this evening.
In L.A.
And it'll be a virtual press conference. Devin will be in Los Angeles in studio, while from my understanding, George will be in Melbourne. Not sure if they will have him at the stadium, but
there's a scheduled press conference, but that doesn't mean that he signed. Don't mean that it's gonna happen.
No, that is true. So I've been to Sydney before.
Those fans out there are a little crazy, man. So because we don't talk like them, I'm gonna be in the stands with my mouth shut, rooting silently because I can't get none of my peoples to come with me to Melbourne. They scared of that flight, man. So I commend y'all for going, man. So, yo, I definitely
wait. So your
hit
flight?
Your
flight is 30 hours, or you got 30 hours traveling?
Yeah,
time?
Because the flight was like $1,700. So the cheapest one has to go from New York to Tokyo, then Tokyo to Sydney, and then Sydney to Melbourne. The flights that usually when I took to Sydney, the ones that go directly, there's no like straight flight to Melbourne. There's only straight flights to Sydney. You know what I mean? So before when I went to Sydney, I went from New York to L.A., which is a 6-hour flight, and then from L.A. to Sydney is like 19 hours, you know? So it's not a joke,
insane,
man. You're going to have
to
get comfortable, bro. Get real comfortable. I didn't want to go back, but I got to go back for this. You know what I mean? Like, I got to see Haney do his thing, man. So when y'all speak to Bill and Devin, show him that I was there when he was fighting in Philly at 2300. You know what I mean? And I'm there when he become the champ, yo. So I can't
Let's
wait,
go.
Fellas.
Yo, right, and he appreciates
great show,
that, man.
Thank you so much. Okay.
All right. Even though he may not know that you've done it, he does appreciate it because, you know, it's so funny. He had that conversation with Danny yesterday. Like, you know, like, man, I appreciate that you've been to all my fights. And then he called you on missing one, right? You did miss one.
Well, no, the Gamboa one, I caught COVID. I caught COVID for the Gamboa one.
Yeah.
So.
And he was tight.
Nah.
He sure acted like it. I got an Anthony Johnson Cash App. Good morning, TBV. Buenos dias back at you, my friend. Shout out to your consistency. We appreciate it. And obviously, you know, your super chats, your Cash Apps, that's all going to bring in these big named fighters, which we're definitely cooking something up. Yo, I've been texting y'all to check the mailbox. Y'all check the mailbox? I need the mailbox.
They slacking.
I have no like access to the mailbox.
Really?
I will get on that. Yeah, I'm only like a month in here, so.
Bro,
yeah, you know,
dudes give you the keys.
I've had my shout out to Beard Club. I fucking had my monthly pack come in,
mm-hmm.
and I've yet to get it out the mailbox. It's been there like 4 days. I need to go ahead and get
what
it.
What do they send you?
I got a whole. Beard growth kit. So it's some vitamins, some oil, a pomade, and that's what I get every month, you know. So
how much is it?
I don't know, bro, like $50, $60, something like that. $50-$60 a month, something like
Sheesh.
That.
Sheesh. For your beard?
Yeah, man. You gotta have, you know. For me, look, Ness, I know I'm fat. We working on that. We in the gym, right? I have control over that, so we working on it. I ain't got control over my balding. So it's
yo, like, so what you think? What you going to do?
Oh, about should we tell him about the other stuff?
No.
About
no,
oh,
no,
what
no,
are you talking
no.
about?
I mean, you say you got no control, so, like, what you going
to
do?
Oh, you know, when it's time to let it go, Ness, it's time to let it go.
So you going to crop to a Caesar today?
I'm going to, you know.
Jay-Z had this line. It was like, when I crop to the Caesar, my own need you. From the V to the hot two-seated. You heard? This is with J.D. You could dance if you want to dance. Ball if you want. Nah, too old for you?
Yeah, I'm sure I've heard it.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
You should just drop to the Caesar. You know, they call it money-making Caesar. I'm saying I got one, I get one, and you know I'm getting that money. Nah, I'm fucking with you, but yeah, man, just let it go, let it go.
But see,
let it go,
I gotta go, Vin Diesel.
No, because you got the beard. Is you know what I mean?
Yeah, but my
you think
line
you
want to
look like a skinhead? I think you could go as low as me, which is like a zero and a half, like a half a zero,
uh-huh.
and it'll show you still with hair on. It'll take it down to where your baldness level is at and match the rest of your real hair so it don't look, obviously, until it grow.
Yeah.
Because that'll grow less than
No. I've done that, champ. You know, shit, the picture I showed
Let me
you.
See. Let me see a low Caesar pick.
Hold on.
We got Blog Talk. If you're on Blog Talk, let me know if you want to rock out. You know you got to press one. If you felt like we haven't gone to you, it's because you haven't pressed one. I'm going out right now to what looks to be the 864. 864 is, where is the 864? That is in South Carolina. Okay. Who are you? D. Colin from Spartansburg, California. I mean, North Carolina. What up?
Yo, what's happening? What's happening?
What's going on, brother? Been a minute?
Hey, man, at work, you know, I listened to y'all today, you know. It ain't too busy, so I said I'd call in. George needs to sign the contract. I'm going to get straight to it. Now, you did all that talking. Sign the fucking contract. You talking about you got to look over stuff. Nigga, you made the contract. What you mean you got to look over stuff? It's time. It's your life.
No, he said he
won't.
He said he want to see if the signature is real. My man's a clown, man. He on some clown shit.
Hey.
He want to see if the signature's real.
Hey, man, I seen the interview with Mickey Bay, and I think that's an interesting point. Like Mickey Bay said, you know, he trained all those years with Pacquiao, and, you know, Loma has that certain type of, as far as angle and kind of educated pressure, you know what I'm saying? So I really feel like Mickey Bay said, I feel like he didn't really want this one. But, hey, inshallah, like I say, Abdul Akbar, God is greater. We here now. And I've been a long-time fan, too, a long-time fan. Hey, it's a long time coming. One of my favorite fighters, him and Shakur, going to be a mega fight one day. Mark my words.
All right. It's funny that you talked about that because we've been talking about that 24 hours ago, right? Or 48 now. We were talking about Shakur versus Devin. And it was funny. I watched your video back yesterday, Danny, and
you talking about the one that
when they met, the one that's posted, you know, where you interview Shakur, and at the end, you know, he said what's up to Devin, just to see that little back and forth.
Oh, you mean the one that 2K Boxing Official stole on Instagram?
That's it. Yeah. So. It's funny to hear them speak because Shakur's like, they're so competitive with each other. Like, they're hugging, taking a picture, but Shakur's like, oh, you don't look big. And then he's like, how much you weigh? And he's like, don't worry about it. Devin tells him, don't worry about it. Like, I ain't going to tell you. Oh, everything fun and jokey with smiles. But when Devin was going into the locker room, he's like, how much you weighing? You know what I'm saying? To Shakur. So, it's funny, man. And then Shakur, like, when they first went to take the picture, he's like, oh, I'm bigger than him, but he's not. You know what I'm saying? Or he says he's not that big. You know what I'm saying? But he is. But Devin is bigger than Shakur. So it's interesting, man. Go check it out. Shout out to Danny for capturing that amazing moment of two of the biggest stars over there on Top Rank now, not named Tyson Fury, coming together, and that's the possibility too of a fight. I mean, they're 5 pounds away from each other, guys, and you know, Shakur, you know, he made it clear, like, after he do what he do, it don't matter who got them belts, he wants them. So that's gonna be crazy to see how those negotiations, like, does Top Rank give Devin the bag to stick around because they know that's a super fight? Like, that would be the new Bud Earl on their side of the street. That's like Porter fucking Thurman, you know?
And obviously these two fighters
are considered more skilled than a Porter and a Thurman.
Each, respectively. So just curious, bro, because you've lived in Jersey, so you have a lot of, most of your road work was in New York. Right.
Tri-state area.
The whole tri-state area.
I like
area.
This better. There's so many gyms. I was thinking about that yesterday. Like, me and Danny, we went to work, got out of work, went to work out. We in Bones Adams. We done there. We go to Ugas gym. On the way to Ugas gym, it's like, yo, we've been fasting since 4:30 in the morning. 12:59 when we get in the car to leave Bones Adams gym. Ugas media workout starts at 1. I'm like, bro, I don't want to go. He's begging me to go. He's like, come on. I'm like, bro, I'd rather eat than go record Ugas. I'm just being
honest. And it was a media workout, right? So we can go back today, if, for example. Well, today's pretty tough.
But the irony of the story is this, Danny. We decide to eat. Mind you, we're too hungry to go see Ugas, but we eat in his parking lot. I felt worse. Because the place of choice was literally in his, like, where we were sitting, we could see the door of his gym.
It was across the parking lot.
But again, the moral of the story isn't just about that we miss Ugas. It's that there's so many gyms here, right? So Porter's gym is right there. It's all in the same parking lot. The chicken spot, Silas gym, and where Porter spars. And it's like, this is too easy. Like, I had to drive 4 hours to go to Baltimore,
and
2 hours to go to Philly.
And Bones was, what, 5-6 minutes from there?
Yeah.
So
what, 2 hours to Philly, you know, hour and a half to New York? Like, this is better.
Yeah.
Even though the tri-state was three different states that were accessible, there's gyms on every corner out here in Vegas. It's crazy.
No, absolutely. When you were in Jersey, you know, you get done with your morning show, it's already 12, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So for you to go into the city and then be back when you do have a 7 p.m. show, pretty unrealistic.
Very unrealistic.
And I actually remember being up there in Jersey and us having to cancel a Thursday night show because we were in the city, you know, covering whatever it is that we were covering that day. But what has the last 48 hours been like for you, champ? You know, let's give the people behind the scenes.
Crazy.
Into our day.
Crazy, man.
So today's Thursday. So on Tuesday, right, we do our show. We go work out. We go to Bones. We go work out. And then we go to Top Rank to see Shakur and Devin Haney. And the gym, for one, the Top Rank gym is very hard to get into. You know, you have to know people. And then the gym itself was closed to media due to the Devin Haney
behind the scenes
Top Rank photo shoot and all the promo for the Cambosos fight. We were fortunate to be in there, you know, just break everything down, champ. What was that like for you? Bill Haney calling us into the locker room, you know, with the champ, just everything. What do you think so far? What was that like for you to be in there? Earth to Ness.
So it says full certain character requirements, such as not having a prior record. Additionally, you must not have served cumulative jail time of 12 months or more. They don't want you in there. You may be required to submit yourself to medical exemptions to ensure compliance with Australia's health requirements, blah, 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 blah. So you need a visa to get in there, and they might do me like they did, what's my man's name? The way we do Martin Murray. Martin Murray's never, poor man, never been able to get into America, been offered huge fights in America when his prime, never got those deals because we didn't let him in. He's a criminal in Australia. I think he had like a bar fight, you know, did some time for like a bar fight or he was an enforcer, you know, another Adonis. I don't know. So, yeah, man, got to see if you get that visa. But you can apply for your visa, obviously, before anything. All right. Who's that? We got Oscar in San Antonio. What's up?
What's up, Danny? I don't know, man. Shakur needs to stop looking past Valdez. He better take a page out of Teofimo.
He ain't looking past him. He gonna smoke his ass though.
Bro, I'm starting to think you're not Mexican, man. Seriously.
You not Mexican.
One thing about me. Look, let me tell you one thing about me. And of course, we're gonna give you your time. One thing about me, I'm going to pick the better fighter. I'm picking a better fighter.
I hear you, man. I think AJ over Ruiz. You know, I lost that one.
I did too. Look, let me tell you, Nestor called me that morning, super hyped. Yo, your man's. Bro, what is he talking about? That's not my man. Because I picked AJ. Look, Chocolatito, and Juan Francisco Estrada too. I was there in Dallas. I picked Chocolatito to win, and I thought he won. You know, I picked against the Mexican. I'm going to go with the better fighter in my eyes.
I got you, Danny. I'm fucking with you, bro. For sure. But we're talking about Tyson Fury picking up Jerome Miller. I think that's a good look, man. I think someone should give Big Baby a chance. You know, I think he deserves another chance. And I still would love to see that fight with him and Ruiz, man. I mean, remember Ruiz was calling him out, and he said, oh, no, you're not on my level. But now Ruiz is above him. I wonder if Ruiz will give him that chance. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I still would love to see that fight, but that's it, man. And I was trying to talk about yesterday. Tommy Mungia, I think that's kind of a good and a bad look because it looks like he's chasing Canelo, but then it looks like he's doing what Canelo was doing, like going up to a higher weight to come down and say, okay, Charlo, maybe I'll fight you now. But I think he should wait because I think eventually they're all going to move up, and I think he could dominate 160. But that's my call, man. Shout out to all my time fishing workers out there, cleaning up the world.
All right, champ. Shout out to you for calling in. Looks like we got a bunch of people on Discord.
Lioncito?
Lioncito.
Yes, Smitty. Ness stepped all over my question. It's all good, champ. We used to it around here.
What question?
Oh, you know how you was like, man, I can't believe we haven't told the people about our last 48 hours. And I'm asking your thoughts and telling the people what the last 48 hours has been like for us. And, you know, trying to give the people insight on all the behind the scenes access. And you just like completely ignored it, moved on. Didn't even acknowledge it.
I think it's because you went to callers.
No, I don't go to callers, and you went to the visa thing.
I mean, because that's a bit of a concern.
No, I hear you.
It was a letdown.
I hear you.
They always hating on a
it
brother.
Was just, I saw the
when is your pass? Just your pass.
The
when is your pass behind you?
The emotion.
Is it ever?
You know, I saw the emotion in your face.
It was a letdown.
Wanting to tell people, like, damn, the last 2 days have been crazy. So
It has. I mean, you know, yesterday was better than the first day.
Think so?
Of course. You know, I would rather watch Devin work out than watch you play ping pong with Shakur and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But there is a caller on the line, so you got to remind me one more time.
No worries, champ.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for telling us Travis was lying. We love it. You little liar, Travis. Who's next?
We got Hawk.
Who next?
What time is it?
Hawk in Maryland.
Tell me. How does that feel?
Holy shit.
Holy.
Great show. Yes. Dan. And Brandon. I'm out.
That Hawk at the end always gets me. You got to unmute Hawk. Yo, we do. What's up? Well, this is a boxing show, so we would have not let Rock grab him. It's more of a boxing match. He got that Muhammad Ali like footwork. He would have never got grabbed. He'd have did the back pedal. He did the back puddle transition into the shuffle, and it would have been a wrap. Well, I think those worries are over. I just got a press release that I didn't even see this morning at 6:02 when we started the show. Shout out to Evan Horn, who says today witness an undisputed press conference. It will be live stream on Top Ranked YouTube channel and Twitter page, in addition to ESPN Plus at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
So we will be live during it.
Yeah, we'll be live. Would be an hour into the show when it goes live. All right, brother, thank you for calling in.
We got James Payne next.
James Payne.
James Payne is my name, partner, how about you? Standing on my property and I'm gonna sleep out you. If I come out on my porch, I see you chilling in your wheel. Boy, I hope you know somebody, better be waiting on the pin. James Payne, baby, see me pissing on the post. If we're playing basketball, you might see me in the post.
Yes, sir. All right, champ, appreciate you calling in. Who else is next? Looking like we have a short day and I need to get a haircut anyway. What is the...
Ryan, you were just busting the moves out. You're not going to show the people?
What do you have, drumsticks?
No, he was...
Air guitar?
The moves. He's dancing.
Get me off this camera.
Oh, my God. He put you on camera. Yo, Ryan ain't like that. Chick Chickarelli. Chick, I'm going to actually right now, I'm passing your number to Ryan. I'm sorry. It's just too much for me. Everything you asked for me scares me. You know, we're going to get one of these producers on it. Uh-oh, we got some callers. They're like, don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere.
You got King Amin?
King Amin. So, Chick, I'm officially passing your number on. Please answer Ryan.
Who we got, Nas?
We got, who you said?
King Amin.
King Amin in Essex. What up?
The king is what I mean.
Yeah, just so you can get up this.
Of course.
You know we're here.
Bro, I literally found the audio of George Kambosos. Like, that shit is real. He's really out here talking about he wants to see if the signature's fake. Yo, come on, champ. Like,
I thought that was just talk. The fact that there's audio on it is a bit craziness.
So I'm putting something together here on Instagram, right? So obviously he's playing mind games, but you know, I'm maxing everybody, you know. Drop a clown emoji if you think Kambosos is clowning with this damn request last minute trying to ruin shit. Obviously this is old news because that interview was done yesterday or the day before. Even Devin Haney talked to us about it in the gym yesterday. Like, yo, y'all seen that? This dude's really. And I'm like, bro, I ain't even say that shit might be fake.
Right.
You know, but unfortunately, it's not fake. Let me just go ahead and show you what it is. You should be following us on our Instagram so you don't miss any of these great little news tidbits. And you don't miss any of this content that Val creates for us. Shout out Ringside Views on all forms of social media. So here we have the quote in question. He says, I'm waiting to see Devin Haney's contract. He's the B-side, and you do as you're told. So if we go to the next slide, this is Devin reacting to what Kambosos said in that interview in Australia with Sporting News. We continue to slide, and this was the behind-the-scenes photo shoot that me and Danny were privy to. And as you can see, TBV and Val put together something nice and sweet because the picture of him showing off his watch, but also the tweet of him saying TikTok, we're waiting on Georgie, is perfect. Keep to the right and you'll see the audio.
Obviously, no major official announcement has come through yet, but we're imminent. It is very close. I'm waiting to see his contract firsthand. I want to see it properly. See, he's the beast side, so you do as you're told, and we will make sure it looks all good. No fake signatures, and then we've got a fight, no problem.
They say everything but we want to fight, man. Now that phrase is so true, bro. Like, these dudes got more shit to talk about than let's fight. First, Haney was a barking little dog, and we'll see how he is when the gate's open. The gate is fucking open. He's on Top Rank waiting for you, brother. Scary. This action is scary. We got a lot of callers now. Who's that on Blog Talk? Let me double check. Let me double check. Looking like Bo in Bama.
One of the fighters is going to lose, and no matter what, Don King's going
to
win.
That's the way it's supposed to be. It's in America, man. That's enterprise. I didn't write the rules. I revolutionized the pay scale in boxing. I paid fighters more money than anyone in the history of the sport.
That is a true fact.
You know what I mean?
That is
the dumb. So, what I think, the only thing I could be guilty of is hitting them in the head with $100 bills, giving them dignity, pride, and a lot of money. So now, whatever it is more than what they could get from any adversary of mine. Otherwise, they wouldn't be with me.
Sweet home, Alabama. How y'all doing?
What up?
I'm clear. Bad. Hey, man. I was doing a little film study and things last night and coming up with the picks for this weekend. You know, we had good success with the Sandy Ryan upset and the Nakatilia win as well. But I'm looking far further out right now at the Kambosos and Devin Haney. And I tried to make my bet last night, but it's not official, so they don't have the odds open just yet completely. But I'm definitely going $100 on the draw for the first fight, 100%. I feel like the only way Devin can win that first fight, I hate to put the bad energy in there, but it is what it is. It's boxing, and I ain't got no bias whatsoever. But the only way Devin can win that first fight is if he get the knockout. That's how I call it.
That's not true.
But yeah, that's how I got it. $100 on the draw is my pick for the first fight. I hope Devin wins. My heart is picking Devin, but my pocket's going draw on that first fight.
Best believe it won't be close, champ.
We gonna see for sure. I sense a little bias, bro. You biased?
Nah, man. I just got to see this. Remember,
you calling it straight?
I never seen him.
I saw you calling it straight up because it sounds like you biased.
No, I'm just giving you a heads up. Yesterday, I got to see him train. I've seen many fighters train.
But if you seen Kambosos train, you would be if you seen Kambosos. So it is biased then because you've seen him train in person, which I understand.
That's not biased. That's not biased. That's knowledge. You can't be biased because you learned something. You can't be biased because you witnessed something. In person,
have
no.
Have you seen Kambosos training person?
No.
So you going off Kambosos' ring performance versus Devin Haney ring performance. Kambosos.
I'm going off of the mechanics. You never seen either train, so I want you to answer this question from what you have seen.
Because the train ain't what we bet on.
Listen to the question. Listen to the question. Listen to the question. You haven't seen either train in person, so my question to you is, from what you have been able to see, who mechanically is technically the better fighter?
Offensively, I'm going to give it to Kambosos. Defensively, I'm going to give it to Devin Haney. I like defense. That's why my heart want to go with Devin.
I'm done,
everything
man.
Against him. Everything
you
against
good.
Him. But I don't
you
see him
good.
Moving. I don't
make
see
a bet with
him,
me. Make a bet with me. Fuck waiting for the motherfucking betting odds.
Bet
me straight
shit,
up.
Never win
you, get Kambosos,
win
you get Kambosos.
Vegas,
I get
over.
Devin.
Vegas, I'm taking over. Sweet home.
You
Alabama,
get Kambosos. Vegas, I get Devin. Let's put money on it. I buy you some
if
Snickers.
It's a draw, you give me a, if it's a draw, you give me $1,000. We can make the bet right now. We got $500 each fight.
Negative.
If it's a draw, you give
negative.
Me $1,000. I give you nothing.
Negative. Only reason I won't do that is because it's like that's a worthless bet. It's not going to be a draw.
If it's a draw, I get to do a donut in the Corvette.
It's not going to be a draw. You literally not even paying attention. Listen. If Devin Haney and George Kambosos are Fury and Wilder, who's Wilder?
Devin.
I'm done with you. You're disrespectful. Bye. He lying. How you gonna call Devin Wilder? First of all, they don't even think he got power. Secondly, man, if Wilder had the skill of Devin, boy, he'd be undefeated for another 40 fights. You guys are fucking crazy. I'll see you June 5th, man. Damn, Discord lit up. Who next?
We got special feature.
Let's go.
Who next?
Yo, we hear you. Hell no, man. Playing on the line is similar to fucking sumo wrestling, man. Get out of here. I hear y'all, man. Listen, I'm in the minority. Obviously, it's just I'm very confident in Will, man. I don't agree that he can learn those moves and not implement them. Like, that don't even make sense. It's like, I don't know how that works. You either learn how to walk and you can walk or you can't. He got the advantage. It's like you said, but I hear you. It's like you said, if they were to fight, your man will slim down. So he got to waste his 8 weeks into losing 50 pounds of muscle while Will just got to pick up where he left off. He's got the advantage. He's been boxing longer. In my opinion, that's my opinion. Nah, man. You talking about Will from Philly, man. What's up with y'all? Where the fuck is Rock from? Ain't he from like Hawaii or Samoa or some shit? Man, get out of here, man.
Bring him on the show.
Rock ain't had no struggles coming up, man. Will from fucking Philly. Who next?
Got Texas Bulldog.
Let's go. Yeah, Texas Bulldog. He accepted the invite, but he ain't speak. Come on. There it is. What up? I'm with you. We got a super. Oh, I didn't know you were still there. Go ahead. You good? Nah, no rush. I thought I heard you pause, so I didn't, you know, it's all good. Absolutely. You know, I haven't seen that $10 million request, but Tio asked for 10. Appreciate it. We're going to the super chat from Reality Pop Star. He says, I rock with y'all heavy, bro. Big motivation when I get signed, I'm pulling BX New York City. Hashtag heavy motion. Let's go, champ. Salute to you. You know, send us a little message. Maybe you got a single or something, you know, that you need to put a little publicity on, like my man Fred Robinson, you know, and we have no issues helping one another here in this community. So go ahead and help me. Hit that thumbs up button, and let's show the rest of the boxing world that we are here. We exist. Oh, we got Reality Pop Star with another one. He says, I'm rocking with Death for all three fights. Damn. Austin, who next?
We got Inception COVID-1.
Uh-oh. That's You ain't getting in Australia with that name. What's up? Hey, what up, Justin? Oh, yeah, Friday, tomorrow, bro. We'll be back at work. We'll go live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 10 o'clock Eastern. Thought it was November, but I could be wrong. Mind games. Appreciate you, champ. Thanks again. Who next?
LV Slugger.
LV Slugger. What is up, my friend?
Only time y'all see me in rage is when I turn into the Bronze Mama. I want a body. I want a body, and he gonna be the body.
Hey!
Better be ready.
The referee better be ready. They better have that towel to be able to hold it.
SDS
What grown heavyweight saying that? You ain't lying. Johnny Rice be at every Devin Haney workout. It's crazy. Just watching him.
Learning.
Fucking insane. Then yesterday I seen him shadow boxing. They like, yo, do that Devin Haney. And he's copying his moves.
Yep.
It's crazy. But he big as hell. Yo, I thought I was big. That my man big as hell. He 275.
Mm.
Shoulders huge. Still doing the Devin Haney.
Yeah, I know he told me his ideal weight's 260.
Yeah, he told me yesterday he was going to use the bathroom and be 250. I'm like, you ain't using no bathroom and being 250, champ. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. So you don't rock with Bo in the draw. Who is Devin Haney Cambosos? Who's Wilder Fury? All right. Thank you. Danny, why do people keep calling Cambosos the puncher? How many knockouts he got?
He 19-0, 10 knockouts.
Mm. So he's 50-50 basically, or 40-something%.
Let's see.
But somehow he's a puncher. So what you think? Is it because he dropped T.O.? They showing him love?
Of
What's
course,
going on?
Of course. People forget that was the split. He's 20-0, 10 knockouts. So he is
50-50. So he's 50-50.
You know.
And he didn't get a knockout of with T.O. It was a knockdown in his biggest fight.
Correct. You know, just a knockdown. His last three fights, which were opponents of name. All split decisions, right? All split decisions. So
is Mickey Bay as young as Devin?
No, Mickey Bay is not as young as Devin by any means.
Would people, I don't know, consider Mickey Bay as skilled as Devin?
No.
Okay. And you said Mickey at 37 years old got a split decision?
A split decision.
What about the Welsh Mayweather? When's the last time they called him the Welsh Mayweather, Lee Selby?
That was a split decision as well.
But, I mean, when's the last time they called him the Welsh Mayweather?
I haven't heard that in quite some time, Tim.
Maybe since he was lost his O. What division did he start in? Tell the people.
Who's that?
Lee Selby. Because they're giving 135-pounder credit for beating Lee Selby on foreign soil as he did something astonishing. Yes, it was a feat. You did it on foreign soil. But Selby started his career at 26 or 22 or 18.
Selby actually started his career at 30, but...
Dropped down. And won titles at?
26.
So he was moving up.
Yes.
24, George. And Selby has how many knockouts?
Lee Selby has 9 knockouts in 32 fights.
So he's less than 50%. Definitely not considered a puncher, and you went a split decision with him. But you're considered a puncher.
Correct.
All right. Just making sure I want to make sure I'm, you know, soaking all this information in properly.
And,
you know,
and
just want to make sure.
For whatever it's worth, you know, last weekend, Lee Selby was just TKO'd. So, you know, just throwing that
out. So the win not really holding up the test of time.
No.
Kind of like what CYP said yesterday about after Canelo beating Trout. He just keeps losing. Two other big names,
you know.
So it doesn't make
but
Canelo's
Selby,
win.
Selby lost to somebody I personally am not familiar with.
Who? He did beat Omar Douglas. I got to give him credit. I definitely ranked Omar Douglas. It was a tough fight, but he won. He gets the credit.
Yeah, he beat an Argentinian in Gustavo Daniel Lemos.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. Boxer got him number 6 in the world, though.
Why?
The
Why?
Lightweight division.
Why is he number 6? Who he beat?
That is a good question.
Is he related to Gabriel Maestre and Gilberto Mendoza? What the fuck?
Yeah, as far as Lemos is concerned, has never fought outside of Argentina.
Lemos.
Like, ever. Never fought outside of Argentina. And, you know, he is undefeated, 28-0, but Lee Selby is the first name on his resume, so.
All right. I got class inbound, Texas.
All right. Hello?
Yo.
Hey, how y'all doing? Well, I want to talk about this really quickly. Okay. So, Devin Haney and Kambosos, right? Real quickly. I think it's really, it's pretty fucked up what's happening to Devin Haney right now. I don't know what you need to look over a contract for that you sent out. Like, I mean, all Devin can do is sign it, right? He can't alter the agreement. So, like, I don't see what the problem is with Kambosos' team here is. Definitely unfortunate. But the whole he's getting paid less, that's just boxing, man. You got to pay your dues. I'm pretty sure Canelo took, like, B-side money against Floyd and against Miguel Cotto, if I'm not mistaken. So that's not really my problem. Yeah, that's not really my problem. My problem is, like if you're going to send someone – just say you don't want to fight Devin Haney. Just say you don't want to fight him and drop your belt. If you're not going to fight him, just drop your belt. Because at this point, that's absolutely ridiculous. This should have been done. This should not – have been a giant fiasco just to get an undisputed champion, and he still might be waiting on Loma. Like, that's honestly really unfortunate for Devin. He's honestly grown on me, and I really hope he gets this fight and wins, because he'll definitely have earned it the hard way, and he has to do a rematch anyways. So
in Australia.
In Australia, where he could get robbed. That's scary. Like, I really hope it doesn't happen to him. But just in case, one more real quick thing. Y'all were talking about, like, I saw your interview, or not interview, you were talking with Pauly Malignaggi on fighters you think were underrated or overrated. By the way, really good show, really liked it. He was talking about fighters that, like, you know, how you rate wins. So, like, the whole Lee Selby thing, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? At what point, how much stock does a fighter's name have after they lose? Like, is it still a solid win after they lose their O, or is it really far less? Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, from new to used.
It's difficult, right? Because we just was talking about Kambosos and where his wins rank, what the, those fighters do. Again, I give Lee Selby credit. You know, he beat Omar Douglas. That's a good win. Oh, shit, they used me as the thumbnail, and we got those views? Sexy bastard, you. Bringing in Paulie all those fucking views and shit. Damn. I didn't know it was there, bro. Class and bound. Gracias. Let me get to these super chats. Look, we got a kind of punch from Bo in Bama. He wants some back. What up, man?
You did a lot of win the last time after I left. You should have did the win the last time with the man who know what he talking about. I got some win the last time for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
When the last time you seen a man go to Australia and get a win? Any man. You got 2 seconds. You don't
none
know.
Of those. Pacquiao is not Devin, man. Pacquiao had losses in the beginning of his career. I'm telling you that you are about to witness the reincarnation of Money Mayweather.
You're going to talk all about
I'm
my
telling
calls,
you.
So I'm gonna listen.
I'm just telling you, that's what you got here. Money Mayweather's biggest win at this age was Chicanero Hernandez. Devin Haney will be undisputed. Money Mayweather took short money to fight Oscar De La Hoya. George Kambosos is nowhere near Oscar De La Hoya. He's showing you he's different. You don't want to ride with greatness? Cool. You're going to be on a bandwagon late.
Let me know when I can speak.
I mean, there's really nothing for you to say. You picking the loser.
When the last time you seen Kambosos fight somebody in Australia?
When the last time I seen Kambosos fight somebody with the skill of Devin? That's the real question you need to be asking. Because you can't say Tio with his hand down here. Tio fight with his hand down here, and I ain't talking about this right one. I'm talking about this one all the way down here.
That training you seen was on West Coast Pacific Standard Time. It wasn't on whatever time.
That training I seen was at 2 o'clock,
bro.
2 o'clock to about 4 o'clock, which means that's the time of the fight. That's the time of the fight. They training at the time they fight. That's normal for them. That's natural.
Kambosos being on his natural time as well. It's going to be a tough fight, and I feel like they won't let Devin win. Not the first one. Every time they got a rematch in play,
you ain't
got to
let nobody win.
You
ain't got to let nobody let you win. You ain't got to let nobody let you win.
You
ain't got
to
let nobody let you win.
If you want to get a fifth home in Vegas, I'm telling you, bet the draw. I'm looking out for you, bro. I'm your guy.
Negative.
I'm your man.
Negative.
Not the plan. Follow me. I won't steer you the wrong way. I never have. I never will.
Negative.
I never bring Walt Danny. Take a look at your paycheck. Put it on the draw. Not the whole paycheck, just a piece of it. Just a portion. You make enough. You look rich enough.
I don't know.
Just a portion,
not rich. Definitely not rich.
Hey, take my hand.
Champ, look, let me tell you something. I've been in a lot of Devin Haney camps. A lot of them.
Yeah.
We are nine weeks out. I've never seen Champ look this sharp.
Bruh.
They say that about every fight and every count.
You right.
I heard that before.
No. They're not saying
that.
I'm saying it.
I hear it every week.
Okay.
All right. You know, you can't force a horse to drink. You know what I'm saying? The saddest part is that this horse been following you.
It's the draw.
This horse been following you for
we
how many
him.
Years? I see you. Get the draw, baby. I get it. Hey, listen, whoever want to bet on a draw, bet on it. I'm just saying. My man has the greatest negotiator in boxing on his team. He has one of the best dads I ever seen in his corner. He's got tutelage from Roger Mayweather, tutelage from Floyd Mayweather Sr., tutelage from Floyd Mayweather. He's got Bone Adams tutelage.
Virgil Hunter.
Virgil Hunter. Eddie Reynoso has trained. Zab Judah, Yoel Judah's father, has been there. A team member of Yoel Judah is in there for this camp. He's got Mickey Bay, who came from Ohio, got the tutelage from Mayweather. I mean, he got the motivator in the Godfather Church. I really don't understand what it is that y'all see, but I get it. You're riding with the Cinderella story. You don't want it to end. That's part of this sport. There's nothing in this sport that we like better than the underdog to win. It's a beautiful story. Look at what happened to Andy. We loved it, and we're still riding with him. Even though he got dropped after that, even though he gained like 100 pounds, we still giving him the benefit of the doubt. We still want to see him with Wilder and all these people. We still willing to pay money for him versus Luis Ortiz because we love the underdog. We love the underdog. Other than that, ain't no reason why y'all picking George Kambosos, man. You know, you obviously not watching the tape. You know, he's fast. He's got a beautiful counter. So, you know, I have been expressing concern in that left hand hook. But, you know, I've also been told some things on how to defend that left hand. We got London Runs Boxing. It says, Haney by KO. Log it. Australia's Kambosos going to fail, y'all. Salute to church. Shout out to the Godfather for stepping through the building yesterday. If you don't know, now you know. You can go ahead and check out that interview on iHeart. Tune in, Stitcher, Spotify, all those great places. Or right here on YouTube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Our previous episodes are still available. And Austin.
Goodness. Got Coach JT.
Let's go. Just when we thought we were done, we got an influx of callers.
So interesting, you come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of shit.
Hey,
that comment.
Come on.
No, that was a piece of fuck you. That was a piece of shit.
You know, we're doing live TV.
Man, I don't care. What you gonna do about it?
I'm telling you, mother. Why do you have to talk like that?
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you. You have a problem, turn off your station. I'm the best ever.
What up, what up, what up, what up?
What up?
Thank you. And you a coach. I just want everybody to know he's a coach, so he knows what he's seeing, unlike some of you dudes that just want to call in and have your voice heard. Tyson Fury's using Jarrell Big Baby Miller as a sparring partner, and, you know, Nonito Donaire versus
Inoue.
They turn into divas. Word is born. If he could outbox the more experienced three-time champion, harder puncher, certified harder puncher in Linares, yeah, Linares is older. Yeah, Linares might have got slower, but he's got a plethora of experience over George. Over George, and he did him dirty for 6 straight rounds untouched. It was Mayweather-Canelo.
You talking about the Linares fight?
I'm talking about Haney Linares did that.
It was 9.5 fucking rounds.
Okay, untouched. So 9 straight rounds he got untouched, right? And I know Kambosos is not Linares, but what I'm saying is he also learned in that fight not to get lackadaisical because he's whooping ass and taking numbers. Don't get too confident. I just don't see it, but I want to screen share in T-minus 5, 4, 3. 2. I wanted to show this. Can we put this into the universe and hopefully get this sort of airplane ride to Australia? Because this is for Japan. GGG's packed his bags. He's in the...
That's, and you know what? That's not even first class. That's business.
No way, bro.
Promise you.
Bro, My man got a legit living room recliner right there.
Yeah, but the
with an armrest, like that little silver thing right here, that's a fucking movable light. Look at all the buttons right here. Dude's in a Corvette of airplanes, bro. You kidding me?
That's business class, champ. That's not even first.
No way.
I promise you.
That chair obviously reclines back. He looks exhausted, too. He didn't want that picture. He's like, come on, dog. You know I got old. Look how old he looks. Lord, he's got wrinkles on his forehead. I'm older than him, and I ain't got wrinkles on my forehead. Rough-ass life you got over there, bruv. Damn. Take him down. Austin.
We got TBV's People Champ.
Oh, Brandon in Cincinnati.
Hello, ladies.
Anybody that knows me, know I've been a player, whether it was in Alabama, Ohio, or anywhere around the globe.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
I've been smashing Telly Swift, man. I didn't have to become a millionaire to get that caliber of woman.
One of the people's choices, one of the fans' favorites, the guy that can galvanize this crowd such as myself.
He's too ugly to be the world champ. The world champ should be pretty like me.
The AJ of trucking.
What?
Yep, Brandon and Cincinnati.
Yes, promotion.
Strut. Ain't nobody say second chance. You want to say second chance so your call sounds good. Fuck out of here. We said nobody should be forced to live in their past. Everyone makes mistakes. Yeah. People sell drugs. People sell drugs and go to jail 7 times. People get double homicides. People get double shootings. Yeah, you can make the same mistake more than once. I'm sorry. We didn't know you was perfect. What? So why you calling in? Why you calling in to talk about somebody you don't care, wasting your time on somebody you allegedly don't fucking care about? No, you can't, because you ain't making sense. You ain't making sense. How you don't care, but you wasting time? I'm just saying, I'm shocked that you talking about you ain't got time for them, but you wasting time on them. So you're gonna keep sounding crazy. You don't care. He don't deserve a second chance. But only way you give him a second chance is if he fight Wilder. But you want to see Wilder. But you want to see him with Wilder. That's an oxymoron. I don't care to ever see him fight again, but put him in there with Wilder. Ain't that the exact opposite of what you just said? Come on, man. Just go back to trucking, man. Listen to what you're saying. I keep telling y'all, no. It don't sound like that. What it sound like is that you are saying things without fucking listening to how you sound. You can't ask a man never to fight again, then say, hey, come fight this guy. But you do care. What don't you get? You do care. You can't use the word I don't care, but then I want. You can't do that. How do I don't care? How do I don't care about seeing Big Baby, but I want him to fight Wilder? Come on, bro. Sure. You want him in there with Wilder. You love him. He's still your favorite fighter. I see it. I mean, people been on probation. People been on probation 3 or 4 times in their lifetime, man. You know, some people don't learn their lesson right away, and that's okay, because we on God's time, not Brandon's time. Fuck is you? He got to do something you saying. No, all he got to do is whatever the fuck he want. And if he was able to negotiate another opportunity, you just sour. I mean, you the one calling in talking about you don't care to ever see him fight again. Like, again, I could never tell somebody, don't do what brings you money to feed you and your family ever again, because I'm so mad that you made a mistake.
No, I mean, look.
The fuck?
Look, Big Baby fucked up, and he has served his punishment.
No, but these dudes acting like he fucking killed somebody. Oh, matter of fact, you acting like he Mike and he raped somebody, but you accept him back. He's the greatest of all time. He's a fucking icon. Let's get the rest of the boxing world on his podcast because he's so popular. Motherfuckers is just, yo, double standards. You lying. Turn him off. You gonna fucking lie and say you ain't watching Mike? You lying, man. I wish there was a way to prove that. He know he lying. All the fucking episodes Mike done had, like, you ain't watch fucking Fury up there. You liar. I'm calling you a liar, even though I ain't sure. You lying. How you gonna say you ain't watch Fury? Come on. Yo. Did you watch the Fury, Joe Rogan?
Of course.
Did you watch, who the fuck was just there? He gonna tell me he ain't just watched Jamal Charlo on fucking Mike Tyson Boxing Podcast. He lying, bro. You lying. You got caught in a lie. We all know you lying right now. That Jamal Charlo episode was just there. What are you going to come back and say? Nah, I watched some snippets because they put it in the back call. You watched it. Mm-hmm. You watched it. Cheating out here, man. Why? Who next?
We got Swift Grabs.
What is he grabbing swiftly? Yo, Swift.
Swift. We hear you, champ.
What's goody? All right, champ. Thank you for calling in. Who next?
Coach Myers.
All right. Coach Myers, what up? Got to unmute. Yup. Whatever you want it to be, champ. Oh, shit. What intro? Who sent it? Oh, Dan, that's right. Dollar. Let me see. I'll put you in the back call. Here you go.
I'm a top draw. You're a pussy.
I'm a way different fighter than Pacquiao. I feel like at this point right now, I'm a better fighter than Pacquiao. I mean, I keep bringing the Pacquiao.
I'm letting them share the reign with greatness. Watch.
Thank you, man. East Coast dude, so intelligent, man. Ooh, like that one, champ. Like that one.
He sure fucking did.
And Farmer ain't got no power. Killing him softly
and
with his call. Killing Brandon's whole life. With Maya's call, killing him softly.
And for whatever it's worth, that Tevin Farmer fight was on ESPN.
Hmm. I mean, officially, Teo said it first, but Devin said it better. Ow. Yo, lead by example, I heard you. You know what I mean? Like, you see what's going on. Get that short money, get that big fight. You see Devin getting crazy love. I mean, they love Devin right now. You check my comment section on Instagram right now for a post I put out this morning. They are in love with Devin right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, the interview he did with Ron from Fight Hype, shout out to Ron.
Which, shout out to Devin, it blasted Danny yesterday.
Yo,
I don't even know if I should say it because it involves other people, but he blasted Danny yesterday and he was very upset with Danny that Danny did not go to a secondary workout and that Danny didn't get that interview in question. He was like, that was supposed to be yours. I wanted you to have that and you ain't show up. And I just looked at Danny like, and then guess what Danny did?
What I do, champ?
He blamed me. He said, oh, it was Ness' fault. He the one ain't want to. I'm like, yo, that's crazy.
My man
straight threw me under the bus.
It was true.
No, it wasn't. I ain't got nothing to do with you going to phase one. I got a wife. I'm ready to go home. It was 7:30. I've been out my house since 4:30 in the a.m. Yeah, you go handle it, 25-year-old. I'm 40, son. I got to go to the family.
You 40 what?
Son.
Something. I feel it. Look, champ, it is what it is. But I don't believe it was my fault, given that I was with you in your vehicle. But it
yo,
is what it is.
I'm literally.
And you know what? Now that I think about it, you had to come.
What? Stop.
Think about it. Think about it. What were we using to get content the time we was in the gym?
You had your bag. You always got your bag in the trunk.
In my car. We were in your car.
I know, but when I dropped you off, you could have went to phase one. That's what I'm saying.
You could have went to phase one as well.
I just explained why I couldn't go. You know what I'm
saying?
So
you have a life I don't?
No.
All right.
I have a wife and children plus two dogs that I must take care of.
Let me tell you.
Tell me.
You do have children, but no, your son's 21, champ. Like
my boy is always going to be my little boy. That's my first and only boy, champ. You only
I hear you.
Ask JT what that mean, man. First of all, let's have that conversation because a lot of people don't even understand that, you know. Not many people are blessed to have a son. If you
it's
think
true.
About it, let's go through your list of friends. How many people have more daughters than boys in their household? Or no boys.
No, I mean, for me...
An heir. That's something huge, man.
No, absolutely. Like, for me, my mother had six kids.
Mm.
You know, four boys and two girls. So, I come from a family of mostly men.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I know families that it's the opposite. My grandmother is the youngest of 12 kids. It was 11 girls and one boy. So, you know... Like you said, carrying that family name, you know, they had to have 12 kids. Or they didn't have to, but they chose to.
Before they got you.
No. For me, I'm the oldest. But I'm saying, like, my grandmother, it was 11 girls and one
guy.
Oh,
my God.
You know, so. You know, it goes both ways and having kids and stuff. You know, shout out to Champ Nonito. You know, they have two sons. He's in the chat right now listening in. Champ,
we sent you the address.
I saw you say you were driving. I hope you're driving here, champ. We sent you the address.
No, not here. We about to be over. It's like literally like three callers left.
All right.
Unless you're like literally on your way, champ. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? We've been out here. I got to eat. I got the haircut appointment.
We do have
haircut
appointment.
I got the gym appointment, champ. You know, hay mucho que hacer. You know?
But... You know, for me, obviously, it's important. You got to keep your last name going.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that's why your daughters don't get married, champ. They just don't get married. Or they get married and the husband takes your last name.
Mm.
Right? That's all that is.
Wait. The husband takes your last... What do you mean the wife takes your last
name? No, it's possible for the husband to take...
Take the daughter's last name? Yeah, I know that, but that's very rare.
Yeah.
It's a very independent woman that does that, you know? And it's non-traditional. I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my daughter to say that shit like, nah.
You got to be a gift.
But it's not traditional... So I'm not sure it can happen.
Champ, don't worry. You said today's an off day. Don't worry. We'll be back. Just hit us back. Messages and we'll get you in studio.
Yeah. It's better to have it, you know, scheduled so that the questions are rocking. You know, don't want to have a boring one. Yo, does anybody know Rocco's Instagram?
I don't know Rocco's Instagram.
Hmm. What? His old ass ain't got an Insta?
Yeah, I don't remember. I
think he just had a Twitter, not an Instagram.
Random guys on the microphone.
Call him random, bro. That's like he calls himself self-proclaimed best producer, remember?
Bro, he don't even live here.
He doesn't have to, like,
I mean,
he works remote.
Yeah, he produces two shows a month.
Oh, shit. Shots fired. You're going to have some punishment now. They didn't even tell us.
Danny's about to get the worst thing tomorrow night.
Yeah. Dog collar. Dog collar turned to 20 on Danny.
No, they know I can't be on the show tomorrow night.
Why? You got plans?
Yeah.
Oh,
I told
shit.
Them that. They threw the show in last minute.
Oh.
They told us like a week before. That show wasn't scheduled.
Look at Kian's eyes.
So Ryan's going to hop
that
in.
That show was not scheduled when they gave us the dates of the shows. It is what it is.
I literally have a clip of you saying... comeback April 1st.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is when you guys sent out the dates with all the shows, April 1st wasn't a show, so I already had pre-existing plans. Mm.
Pre-existing conditions.
I literally have a clip of you saying...
I understand that. I'm sorry that I gave you good talent and, talent that would promote the next show, whether I'm a part of it or not. It is what it is.
Taking your spot.
That's for you guys to figure out, yo. Like, I put it in my vacation, like, you know.
Who'd you put that vacation time request for? Two.
He meant to bring it up in the meeting.
He missed the meeting.
So are you saying that you lied, Danny, when you said that?
When I said what?
Clip. I'll show you the clip.
No. I didn't lie. I want everybody. I might tune in myself. I'm just saying I won't be sitting in this seat. I won't be here.
Wait, so did you lie or did you not lie? I'm confused.
I didn't lie. I promoted the show, right? I told everybody to tune in April 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And
you said we'll be back. So
yeah, we'll be back.
Is we?
Yo, Danny's fucking lying. Leave him alone.
All right, you know.
He's got a – your date doesn't – oh, she does come today.
That ain't my date, but
– oh, no, she comes tomorrow.
Bro, you a motherfucker. You know that?
Wait a minute. How am I – he's been saying I flew someone in for the whole week.
I didn't even fly out, bro, but it's just a fact, like, you know. But let's move forward.
It's safe to say on the show someone's flying in to see you and you busy because you getting flying someone in. But the minute I say your date, that's a problem. A man and a two men can have a date and it not be gay.
No.
It could be a business date, a dinner date.
I don't know how in the hell you just got to this side of things. I'm just saying, right, there's certain things I tell you off air that you...
That was on air. Everybody knows you got somebody flying. You've been saying it all week.
Oh, damn, I did say it.
Yeah. Like, blaming me. You've been telling people you flying somebody in. I'm just, like, going to the conversation.
I'm not flying them in, champ.
Damn, Danny Cotton, 4K.
No, I'm not. I don't fly people in no more. I stopped doing so as of last month, technically, since we still in March. Since we still in March, I haven't flown a girl out here. since fucking February. Look, Nonito's in the chat talking about I'm sweating. I'm saying,
yo, they say you're going to be chilling with Brooklyn?
Nah. That's not doing. You know what, though? Let me tell you. I don't bring women around my mother, right? Because I feel like moms meets somebody important. I've brought two women around my mother, but I had an old joint that her name was Brooklyn.
Mm.
She popped up at my house one time, like, unexpectedly.
Whoa.
Yeah, and like was just knocking on my door. My mom answered. Never again though. But yeah, no, not Brooklyn. But yeah, let's move forward. Who else do we have? Who next?
You got Stonebone Boxing.
We getting a Stonebone S?
Yeah.
All right. Stonebone. What up, champ? I don't know who's won four rounds on them, champ. Yeah, like you brought up a point. Yeah, I don't know that anybody's even won four rounds. Look, let me tell you, from what we saw, Devin obviously is a great boxer. But if he lands that left hook he was throwing yesterday, I'm telling you, he put in his ass to sleep.
Well, he said this specifically. Mm-hmm.
Nah, champ. You said, hold on, what fight was this? What fight did you see me? What fight did I have a girl?
This was Danny right here.
Look, he trying to help you. He trying to have you help him not get in trouble. He's like, what fight was this, fam, that I had a girl? Because I ain't had a girl in a minute.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
My best friend, huh?
Yeah. No, you know. No, you never know with Ringwalk. You know, sometimes I'll come in with the mink to the fight. I might come in with the crocodile shoes on to the fight. You never know. You never know. So.
Damn.
Appreciate it. Hey,
bro, exit 30 on the 215 as far as fuck from here.
I don't, what street is that? Do you know the street? Like the name?
Cheyenne
of
Ave?
Oh, yeah, that's on the other side of town.
Damn, see, I'm...
That's not considered Summerlin? That's past Summerlin?
I mean, it's like Summerlin, but like the very outskirt of it.
Yeah.
That's considered the cliffs?
Yeah.
Hey, so we've had this guy on hold for a while, so I just patched him in.
Patched in guy on hold.
Guys, what's going on? It's Michael from Colorado.
Michael, what up?
Hey, what? I mean, Danny should change his name from Ring Walk to Ring Skip because he was acting like a bitch on that show last Friday. I mean, does he not do any of the stuff that we're, you know?
Oh, I know who this
what
is.
The hell?
I can hear you, Todd. It's too easy to know that this is you. You didn't even change your voice.
You couldn't figure it out last time.
You
but I'll tell you right now, stop acting
time.
Like a bitch and do everything.
I won't be here tomorrow, so, you know, when you add shows to the schedule. Yo, hey, mute this
the guy,
fucking
the
guy.
Makes,
mute.
The guy
hey,
makes
Austin, us. Mute this fucking guy. What's wrong with this guy? What's wrong with him? Ain't no white privilege on the boxer, boys. God damn it. You ain't getting your call.
Yo, he said, Danny acting like a little bitch.
Let me get a screenshot, Ness. You wanted to see me with the short hair. So what you think, champ?
You got to go shorter because you see it
Why
looks dark
look like
on
a
the
James
side.
Bond villain?
It looks dark on the side, but damn, you be looking in shape, yo. You got to get back to that working out.
Yeah, I was probably.
I mean, you got 2 days
right
in.
Right here, though, I was probably about 225, 230.
Why? You wear your weight well, though, except for right now, obviously.
Tell me why
you know.
He looks like Mr. Bond.
Yo, like
you're
look,
hanging over a
look
shark.
Look right here. Like, look at my face, bro. Tell me I wouldn't smoke Supermax.
I don't know, man.
You don't know.
Honestly, you say that because you didn't watch his fights, bro.
No, I've never seen his fights.
He's not a slacker at all. That dude is he's going to always be a tough fight for anybody, especially because y'all going to judge him by his cover. Y'all going to judge that book by his cover, and it's going to be a problem when that bell rings. He throws too many punches, bro. It's just really unheard of to be that big and throw that many punches. I don't know how he fucking gets it done, to be real.
We're good on the screen share.
This fucking old ass houses Vegas has to offer has me so tight. Who's next, man?
So for real now, we have Big Matthews.
Okay, UK, what up? Big Matt. Matthew. Hello. For sure. He's actually being tested this whole time that he was out, and, you know, he has to continue to be tested in order to even get a license after June, so, you know. It will be. It will be. Boxers are superior to brawlers, man.
That's the problem. That's Teofimo's problem, right? Like he came in there. He came in there talking first round knockout, doing all this other shit. You know, looking ahead of the
game plan was wrong anyway. Like, why is Devin going to run in there and say, I'm going to knock this guy out in the first round? Like, who does that?
And then on top of that, you got to understand, Devin, even if he looks like he can't really look past Kambosos, because after Kambosos, it's Kambosos again.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And here's what I heard, that for what he's getting paid to fight Kambosos twice, it's like Christmas. Even though it's less money, everybody in his neighborhood is like, they giving you that much to fight that dude? You get what I'm saying? It's not like they giving him that much to fight Tio or Tank or Loma. So far, so good. I asked that question in the last 48 hours. So far, so good.
Hey, Tim, if you go to youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice, we had some behind the scenes. No other platform was there. They were doing Devin Haney's his photography, you know, the work for the poster and things like that. And we got, so of course, Devin is shirtless, and yo, look, I'm telling you, he's already pretty, pretty cut up, pretty in shape. So extremely.
Bro, he was working out in 8-ounce gloves yesterday, man. Kambosos don't know what the fuck is about to happen.
And we don't think he'll go for the stoppage. I mean, let me ask you, because we just had a caller. Who has won the most rounds against Devin, and how many was it? Like, I don't think nobody's really won more than maybe 3 rounds.
Agreed. Those are the guys. But if Kambosos could continue the Cinderella story, I ain't knocking it. I just think the buck stops here. Absolutely. All righty then.
Who next?
So that hasn't been on yet. We have J-Mac.
J-Mac's up.
I'm in the ocean. You say you the big fish. I'm looking for you.
You are watching a master at work.
When I stop him, y'all gonna say he was too weak.
Oh, big than a motherfucker, man. We ain't gonna be able to fire your punk ass.
You want to bet $100,000 on that?
Let's bet $1,000,000. I'll break your fucking neck.
J-Mac, New Orleans.
Don't like what I said, nigga? Do something fucking about it.
No.
Give me the towel.
Yes. Nah, man. The internet is trying to say that Will wouldn't have smacked Chris Rock if he was Dwayne The Rock Johnson, which I totally fucking disagree. All righty then. Who next?
Davidian.
Davidian. Buffalo.
Everybody else, I think, is like a kind
of healthy, strong, and about to knock Earl Spence out in Jesus' name. I'm bringing the whole church.
SBS promotion.
You win some, you lose some, but you live another day.
I got the whole Christian congregation behind me.
TheBoxersBoys.com.
In Jesus' name.
And we all know God only made one thing perfect, and that's my boxing ring.
Yo, what up? What up, what up, what up? Mm-hmm. Amen to that. Shout out to you. Appreciate you calling in. Who next?
We got JP.
JP in
Long Beach in the house. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yep. Yep. You there? I hear you. And so does the world.
Not anymore. He left.
He left. All right. Is there anyone else?
It looks like a bunch of counterpunches or, you know, boomerangs.
Let me see who's counterpunching and boomeranging. Well, Brandon has a boomerang and J-Mac has a boomerang. Either of them on? A big fish. We didn't go to him. What's that? Big Fish Vega? Big Fish Vega?
Let the little fish go so that we can catch the big fish later.
Mm-hmm. I'm the big dog at the welterweight division.
WBC and IBF welterweight champion of the world.
At the end of the day, I'm a way better fighter than Terrence Crawford. Me and Terrence Crawford on this side of the street.
We clean our side of the street. Then we come and have a Crawford.
50-40 or 7-30, whatever we give.
Big Fish Vegas.
Big Fish Mafia. It ain't a movement, it's a lifestyle.
You. And are you there? All right. Is that it? Who next?
Who next?
Who next?
So TBV's People Champ already has their boomerang?
That's Brandon.
Cool.
Brandon in Cincinnati. You straight. That's just a phrase.
I said I don't do that no more, champ.
What?
Fly women out. I haven't did that since February.
That's what he was talking about?
Yeah. I mean, when he said he doesn't fly women out, yeah, that's what he was talking about.
And I blocked him out. My man's knowledge is in
but
the basement.
Can I get a screen share?
Yeah.
So this is straight from Lou DiBella's Twitter account that says he's answering to another page. Says, Lou, is the George and Devin fight a done deal or no? Have both parties signed the contract? Lou responds by saying, big boxing announcement coming in a matter of hours from two continents. Big announcements don't come if those involved have not agreed and signed.
Yeah, he signed yesterday.
So, George...
last night, early morning, early however they want to do it.
But George, according to Lou DiBella's Twitter, George has indeed signed. Announcement is coming tonight. It will be streamed on Top Rank social media pages, YouTube channel, 5 p.m. Pacific tonight.
Well... is there anyone else ready to rock and roll?
We're going to try Big Fish Vega again. He was having some problems.
Call him Problem Vega. Yes, sir. So that's what happens when they're blue-collar guys working. In the meantime, looks like we got a super chat from London Runs Boxing. Let's see what he has to say.
London
says, check DiBella's Twitter. That's the same thing you were doing.
Yes.
So London's Boxing tried to get us to find out that George Kambosos is allegedly signed, according to Lou DiBella. We did that. So we're all on the same page here, fellas. Who next?
Got J-Mac coming back in.
J-Mac coming back. Yep.
What's your thoughts on this, DeBrell? You had some energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he was known for his hand speed more than the power. All of a sudden, he's a power puncher.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the speed. You know, he's got a lot of training with Pacquiao, so, you know, he might have picked up some things. He might have picked up some tips and tricks. Who next?
You got Swift Grabs again, maybe trying to get a PS5 again.
Did we get to talk to him? Was it bad quality?
Yeah.
We did talk to him?
Yes.
So I don't see any counter punches. Anything on the Super Chat side that comes in the form of a counter punch?
Nothing on the Super Chat side, champ.
Well, that means that we're done with everybody? All right. Well, then, that's GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Catch us on the next one. Don't forget to continue to subscribe to the YouTube channel and stay up to date. You know, if you don't have the notifications click, I guess you just need to periodically go back, because we have been uploading a substantial amount of exclusive, amazing content. Shout out to Canna working 24/7. Shout out to Ignorant Boxing and Ringside Views, who are on shorts and Instagram posts. We appreciate everybody putting in work. Ringwalk Danny, where can they find you?
Champ, they can find me on all platforms of social media at Ringwalk Danny. Make sure to follow for and even more exclusive behind the scenes live, you know, content. You know,
we're back with another crazy live fight chat.
We post when we're, you know, in the gyms. So make sure to follow a couple of Shakur and Devin videos premiering today. And tomorrow night we will be back with another fight from Mexico that we will be calling. and then tonight we'll be back as well with our Thursday show. So,
yeah, long day today. See you later, alligators.
Hasta la vista.
Peace.
So are you in studio tomorrow, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why can't we select?